Blog Talk Radio.
You're now tuned in to Technical Difficulties. We was experiencing technical difficulties. Block Talk was at its shit again. But they can't keep us away. TD Show 1.
Get up! Millennium. Money making plenty. You had that. LOX. Yeah.
He go right there. Shut the fuck up. Don't fucking move.
Don't
fucking move. Don't fucking move. Don't fucking move. Don't fucking move.
Hit the watch.
Get down on your
knees.
Fuck.
Relax. Get the chain.
Now put that lock shit on.
Oh yeah. Technical difficulties. Other known as the TD show. Sorry, ladies and gentlemen, but Block Talk Radio, once again, it seems like it always fucks up on Wild Out Wednesdays. Well, like, for instance, I unmute SD and it shows the error log. SD. Okay, yeah. I'll mute the nigga and it shows error. Sorry, but our servers have been experiencing. I've been experiencing this shit and it wouldn't let me log in for like an hour. And now that I'm logged in, now it's a bunch of hate. Let me try to go back to the switchboard. I'm probably gonna have to call in again. People probably can't even hear me. Come on. Alright, there we go. Back on the switchboard. Let's try this once more time. That made no fucking sense. Oh, okay, great. So, every time I try to unmute somebody, it shows an error. This is bullshit. Let me try somebody else. Let's try it again. Come on. Move the screen over. There we go. Let's see, Billy the Kid. Let's try to mute him. Bad request. Fuck you, buddy. Fuck you and your bad request. Invalid verb. I'm gonna fucking break. Oh, man. Come on. What the fuck, man? Anything to just slow our show down. That's it. Anything. They do anything to slow our fucking shit down. Let's try, hold up, friends. Let's see if that works. Oh, no, bad request. Hey, look, man, Cuba 64, I don't even know if you motherfuckers can hear me. Cuba 64. Cuba 64. Buddy the Kid. SD, and I'll guest caller, Hoda. I'm sorry, y'all might want to call back later on, because the shit is not fucking working. As you can hear, the background music went off. You know, I'll be dealing with this bullshit for an hour. I don't know what the fuck's going on. Shit's starting to piss me off, though. Here we go. Let's try this shit again. Filthy motherfuckers. Let me do so much. Let me do so fucking much. Alright, let's see. Now, 6-4 and SD is still on. Oh, damn. 7-2. I don't even know who the fuck that is.
She's very rock.
There we go. Thank you.
Yeah, let's get in the building, man. Let's get in the building now.
Oh, yeah. Now, SD's now in the building.
Yeah, man.
Let's see. Let's try 6-4. Let's try 6-4.
Yeah, let's try the rest of the family.
Come on.
Come on, man. My show's fucking up.
Oh, man. This is a bull. bullshit I'm talking about, man. So, you know, it's, I know it's probably only, well, I'm sure it's not only just our show.
Nah, it's not.
Can't be. Okay, hold on.
Them niggas need to get their shit together up there, though. We already addressed this.
Fuck,
we already
man.
Addressed this one time.
Cuba. 6'4". This, I don't know what's going on. Can
yo,
you hear?
Do you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
All right. Why you don't hear the rest of the goons? What's fucking going on?
I don't even know, man.
Tell them niggas to fucking hang up and call back. Hang up and call back. That's what I did.
Yeah, everyone hang up and call back. I think that's just it. Well, Cooper just hung up and called back, but, you know.
That's just crazy. All
right, let's try it again. Oh, great. Bad request. Okay, this is great.
Maybe be mad people talking.
Hmm?
Nah, I was telling my peoples about the shit.
I know exactly what it is. It's hate.
So that's probably that blocked up dude trying to hate on us, cause we was kind of slagging him the last time we went out.
Oh yeah. The shit was popping, you know what I mean?
You know.
It was nothing but hate.
Try to unmute this thing at 6'4".
Alright.
We say some Chinese dude. Oh Lord, Chinese fucking niggas should be having this shit right.
Come on, man. All right, there's no one on mute now. Everyone hung up.
He's pounding and hard. Or maybe it's not. This computer piece of shit though.
Yeah, because, you know, it's... I just stopped my antivirus thing from running. Maybe because that was running at the same time. Let's try it now.
That's fucking disgusting.
Well, let's try this once more.
Hold on. How many people you got,
Fuck.
How many people you got on mute, though, like?
Yo, dog, it's 6'4", it's Kuba on mute, and then it's this other number that's on mute. I believe it's a caller. And they're probably wondering why the fuck we ain't on right now.
Yeah. Oh, Lord.
Well, let me open the chat lines. I mean, the chat room. See, I mean... Wow.
I mean, yeah, we should do that.
Yeah.
Yo, what's up, Fed? It's Dominic. 815, Wednesday night. When you get a chance, give me a call back. 718-109-105.
Yo.
Oh,
wow.
What are you doing? Oh, hold on.
What's going on over there? Give me a progress report, dude.
What are you doing?
Alright.
No, it's fucking with you.
The switchboard is clear. Alright, let's try one more time.
Get it in now.
Come on, you ass, you face motherfucker. You know what, man? Claire, let's try 6'4"? Cuba? Cuba? Oh, what the fuck?
Yeah, what's really going on? Cuba!
Cuba! Alright, she's there.
I'm right here.
Alright. Now I gotta try 6'4". I tried to unmute his, and I clicked yours after his.
Yeah, I am.
You got unmuted, but he didn't.
Cuba! Hi.
Oh, great. Hey, how about we turn that down?
Well, yeah, I know. Hold on.
Now I gotta try 6'4". I tried to unmute his.
Yo, people, how about you look at our past? How about you look at our past shows and rate the fuck out of all our shows? Cause we're the best out there, so we can get off the fucking internet shit.
Sure, y'all got homeboy Shook over there. Hey, Dr. Carr, walking down the block.
Let's try this one more time. We might not be able to play music or answer calls, but damn it, my crew's gonna be here. Fuck that. Now we're on the road. 6-4.
Yo, yeah, man. All right,
this is some bullshit, man.
That is some bullshit, honestly. Man.
Fuck. Wouldn't let me get on the system until like 8 o'clock. Then when I finally get on, I try to log out so I can say, okay, well, fuck it, 8 to 10. Won't let me do that. So then I went into the little board and said, okay, well, let me switch the times so when people look at the description, they see from 8 to 9 and know that we only have a fucking hour now.
Mm-hmm.
Then when I get on the motherfucker, what does it do? Plays the intro. Everyone's lined up. I mean, we had like 10 callers, including you guys, lined up, ready to talk. I click on SD, because he was the first one. Click on SD. Screen goes blank. Come back. Click on SD again. Screen goes blank. So, okay, then fuck it. Let me try somebody else. 6-4. Billy the Kid. Cuba. Screen goes blank. Fuck it, we're here now, so that's all the fucking matters. Mm-hmm. I had my whole shit planned out, you know, play the fuck you beat. And, shit like that happens.
It does.
So how's everybody doing, man?
Good morning. Chillin'.
Loud ass airplane.
$20,000 to the future. The predator is reaching to the nation. And the joy is the massive socks of the DJ. Enjoy the sensation of running again. Welcome.
Okay, bad. I was about to, you know, start talking. Got a little something to talk about, but we have a caller. Hopefully, Blog Talk will let me unmute them so I can actually start our show. Come on, you prick face. It's a damn shame. Every time I mute somebody now I get this feeling in my gut, you know, of nervousness, hoping that it's going to unmute and not F up. Man, come on, man. This is the shit I'm talking about. Damn, someone's real hyphy on them keys. Hey, welcome to the show.
How you doing, Pimpin'?
What's up, Pimpin'?
Hey, man, nothing, man. Just trying to listen to your program tonight. What's the holdup over there?
Oh, man. I'll tell you what the whole of it is, man. Blog Talk Radio's messing up. That's what's going on.
Well, I got a little bet going in the office here. I got about 5-6 guys. We always try to tune in your show, man. We think you're a really great radio talent. I don't think it's Blog Talk's fault, man. I think you Negroes stole the laptop and it ain't working right, man. You need to get yourself a new computer, man. Who's this guy from North Jersey probably got you some dirty shit?
Oh, shit. Okay, we got jokes out here. I like the jokes.
I like this guy.
Listen, I'm over here in your chat room talking to myself. I see your tens of nobody fans. What's going on, man? We got to get some people to this program because other than the 5 guys I got here in the office, man, ain't nobody listening to this garbage, man. You guys got to start getting your shit together. You got to tighten up.
Oh, shit. Hey, Cooper, get in the chat room.
I'm about to get in the chat room.
Whoa, who's that? You got little kids on this program now? Who is that?
No little kids over here.
Oh, shit.
Your mother.
Oh, man.
That's the same chick that was in that R. Kelly DVD that they had bootlegged around there. The 14-year-old, wasn't it?
The one with the extra piss on the bottom lip?
Yeah, that was this one?
Yeah, how was that?
What's going on there, sugar? What you look like? Give me the breakdown. Give me the tail of the tape.
No, I'm sorry, honey, but you got me mistaken for your mother.
Listen, why you gotta go to the mother jokes? I want to know what you look like. I bet you look a little bit like Adina Howard with Down syndrome.
Yeah, I'm 45 pounds. My face is like a monster.
You kind of thick?
No, I'm not kind of thick. I'm voluptuously thick.
I like that. See, I'm into that. I'm one of the few white guys that actually would like to do something with that. Now, them two jabrones on the show that can't get their blog talk working, they don't know what to do with that kind of ass. I do.
You mean the three jabrones?
Yeah, well, the other one don't count.
Hold
guy
on,
from Jersey, we don't talk to him.
Hold on, homie.
Probably living in Tom's River. He thinks he's a thug.
Hold on. First of all, what's going on in your neck of the woods, Doug?
What do you want to know about, man? I'm advertising, man. I'm dealing. I'm like playing blackjack all day long with my product.
And what's your product?
Don't worry about that, man. We're on an open phone line, and I might have warrants out. I ask the questions. Now, back to this Barikwa over here that kind of sounds thick.
Hold on, family. Yeah. No, you don't ask the questions here. We ask the questions.
Listen, son, you weren't able to get your program started on time. You're not asking nobody nothing except how to get people off of mute.
That's cute and all, but, you know, you can tell your story walking.
I got a question. Have you ever heard this show before?
This show is the greatest show on Blog Talk Radio. I do like Lexi Lex's program, but I continue to support black businesses and black blog talk type shows, and this is what I do.
Is that what you do?
That's what you
and
do?
And do you have a show?
I got a show, but it's not on Blog Talk.
Where's it
right.
at?
Okay, what's
it's called Slave show? Weekly.
Okay,
Slave Weekly?
Where's it at? Where's this show brought
based out of Africa.
Based out of Africa.
Oh, I can't go there. Africans don't like black people from New York. North
yeah,
America.
No. Well, actually, nobody likes black people from New York.
Okay.
But there's only one bit of people we hate worse than black people from New York, and that's black people from Jersey, because they're like watered-down New Yorkers. You know what I mean? They're New Yorkers. They ain't never grown up.
Hold on. Let me ask you a question, homie.
Yeah,
What's your angle, man? Like, I mean, you obviously here for a reason. Like, you called, thank you for listening and all of that. Like,
man, I'm just here to tell you that I'm supporting y'all. I'm in the chat room. Well, I was in the chat room. There was just nobody to talk to. But I like to see y'all do your thing. I just hate the fact that you got more people doing the show than listening.
Whoa!
Sorry, Mike, I got something for you.
That's cute. But where's this going?
Well, I'm trying to get the numbers of this female over here. She got kind of scared and ran off. What's the story, sugar?
All right.
Ready? 1-800-EAT-SHIT.
Hold on. Fall back. We got the situation in here.
I know them three lames ain't doing it right for you, you know, obviously.
What part of Florida are you from?
Them fake-ass boys to men type dudes you got running this program. Listen. I'm in the Tampa Bay area, the 727 area code. You got that.
Shit.
You see it on your little blog talk deal.
Hey, I got a question. You ever heard of 93.3 FLZ?
Yeah, that's down in my neck of the woods, man. But that show, it's not the kind of rap music I like, man. That's that cookie cutter bullshit. That's that Eminem shit you like.
Oh, shit. So I guess you like the type of shit like, you know, Meech, thicker than a Snickers, like bullshit like that.
What do you know about what we like?
Man, listen, man. First of all, I don't know. Is that the Jersey guy, man? What's the Jersey guy's
name? Nah, I'm the Jersey guy.
Oh, Jersey. Basically, I like a little bit of everything. You know what I mean? I'm pretty diverse, but I'm really trying to get out here. I mean, we got four dudes here talking about kind of music we like in 93.3. I'm trying to find out about this female, man. She sounds like she could use a dude.
I mean, why is it just like four dudes sitting around in the hall? Like, what's really popping? Like, what's really going on? Why is it
I got a little syndicate going on here, man. We're just cutting a little ghetto dope in the kitchen. Don't worry about that, man. You're getting into my product again.
Hold on. What exactly is ghetto dope?
Man, don't worry, man. If you don't know, then you don't need to know, man. Go see the movie Blow. Go check out an LL Cool J video. You'll find out.
How many teeth you got? You got one, two?
How many teeth do I have?
You know you're one of those rednecks. You straight country.
No, how can I be a redneck? I'm not a redneck. None. There's no rednecks on the beach.
You got a point there. You got a point there.
I only date sisters. I'm going to tell you where I went to college. Clark Atlanta University. Y'all know anything about that?
Yeah, I know exactly about it.
You guys never been to Freaknik, I know that. You come down here from New York, you get stomped.
Oh, really? By who? By who? You? By who? You?
Hey, let me tell you what I used to do, man. I used to wipe my ass.
Right there, I got to stop you. Right there, I got to stop you. I hate what them old school niggas talk about what you used to do.
Tell me what you do now, dog. Like, I mean.
Well, ever since Freaknik was closed down, I smash over at Black Beach Week in Daytona, Myrtle Beach. I handle that.
You smash?
Oh, smash. Crush. Yes.
Do you smash or you're just there? Like, you just.
No, yeah, you're right. I'm just there.
All right, so.
I'm buying the T-shirts, you know what I mean?
Hold on, dog. Let's be real about what's going on. Like, I mean, you sound like an intelligent individual, you know what I'm saying, more or less. And, you know, you call up and, you know, hey, dog, let the fuck out. Wild Wednesdays, motherfucker get wild, you hear what I'm saying?
Yeah, definitely. Wild out Wednesdays,
man.
Yeah,
but hey, listen, man, let's keep it in perspective.
I love this guy, man. Even though he's coming at us a little hard, I love him.
Nah, hey, listen.
I love him.
What's going to do with that, man? How does that fit into what we're doing here, dog? Get with me, you know what I'm saying?
So, hey, do you really have a show?
Yeah, you want me to give you the show? I'll let you see a picture of what I look like and everything. I don't want to scare you, man, and that broad's going to be calling me constantly if she sees my photograph, but I'll go ahead and give that to you.
I mean, pause on that one, brother. We don't really want to see what you look like.
Here's what I'd like to do. I'd like to have you guys on my program, man. That's how much I like you guys, man. I think you guys are doing a good thing here, man. I'd just like to see your listenership, you know, jump a little bit. And you got to get some photos up of this chick, man. I got to see what she's looking like. But, yeah, you're in front of a computer. Let me give you the website where you can check me out.
Yeah, what is it?
All right. DenzelWashington.com/... No, I'm playing with you. It's PG13Football.com. Check that out. PG13Football.com.
Sounds like a virus.
Now, if you can get that stolen hot Apple computer you got running right, you might be able to check that site out.
Nah, yeah. It's funny because I think he's been listening for a while now because he knows how much of a piece of shit my computer is.
Yeah, I heard you curse at it a lot, you know, and those kind of things. You were saying, hey, 6'4", where you at? Where you at, 6'4"? Oh, this is fucked up. I'd like to talk a little bit about Will Smith, though. What does the black community think of Will Smith? Is he sold out like Eddie Murphy yet? What's going on there?
No, hold on.
Eddie Murphy ain't been black since fucking the Thriller album. You know that, since 48 Hours.
I'm saying, hold on, we gotta make sure that this movie is popping, this I Am Legend shit, that shit might be fucking hard.
I think it is, but you know it's the third time they've made this movie.
The third time?
Yes, this is the third time. First one, I think, was with Charlton Heston, man. You guys gotta pick up a book. But, yeah, this is the third time, and the movie only ends.
No, this guy's an asshole, because he says his smart-ass shenanigans.
Yeah, I hear him.
And then he just keeps it moving.
Hey, listen,
what's a shenanigan?
Listen, we've already established this guy's a prick, but go ahead.
What's a shenanigan?
Huh?
I mean,
you know what it is. You made it up.
Yeah, I were.
Movie I Am Legend, this is the third remake. Go to imdb.com, and you'll check it out. This is a remake of a remake of a remake.
Oh, the movie database? That's a good fucking plug, though.
Listen, what does the black community think of Will Smith? You guys on board with this cat or what?
Will Smith, man.
He's supposed to be a tough guy from West Philly. And he turned into a pussy. But he's making money. So you can't really hate on that.
I mean,
that's true. No doubt about that. Let me throw another one at you.
He's a positive dude, son. You know what I'm saying? Like, I got no wrong.
I mean, you guys will go check out. What do you think about 50 Cent, man? What do you think about 50?
50's eating right now. He's doing what he's supposed to be doing right now.
Basically.
I understand all the little talk about him snitching and all this other crazy shit. Whatever, man. I mean, if that's how he do. You know what I'm saying? He ain't from my neighborhood.
I'd like to make an announcement on this program, and I think it's something that'll drive your listenership up, and I'd like to make sure that you're recording this, if I may. I was the shooter at Circus Circus of Tupac Shakur. That was me.
Oh, that was you?
Yes, son. I'm on your show talking about it live. I did it from across the street. I was actually hired to do that hit by Puffy.
Oh, yeah?
Yep.
I mean, but I thought I could have sworn Tupac was still alive.
Yeah.
No, I've got the autopsy photos.
Because I went to, you know, Barbados and saw Tupac walking around ordering a drink.
No, there ain't no black people in Barbados.
Listen, send those autopsy photos to my email address. Right?
You can go. Let me tell you where you can go see that app. You can go to what is that website there, Sean? What is that website with Tupac with the V cut in his chest?
Sean, I heard Sean. Who's Sean?
Sean's one of my homeboys over here. I got him cutting up that ghetto dope. We talked.
Hold on, homeboy, aka homo thug. I got a quick question to you for you, yeah, guy. Who's this sexy Lexi Lex chick that's on your profile?
Whatever.
Lexi Lex.
Yeah, she's pretty sexy. Unless it's a transsexual, then I need to throw my eyes out.
Listen, I got all kind of black broads for you, man. What do you need?
Hold on, man. What's your name, brother?
My name?
Your name.
Jim Terry. Okay. You go to pg13football.com, you go down the bottom, you can see some of my ESPN interviews.
Okay.
Oh, so you, all right, that's what's up.
Listen, enough about me. I don't want to turn this show into an episode of me. You guys say you need some help in the area of African-American females. I might be able to do you a little something. You like
white? Hey, you cool with me, so I like this kid, man.
This guy's an asshole. I like him.
Here's the deal, man. You guys are successful from what I hear. You got your own show. Isn't it time for you to move on to white women?
I mean, I love white women.
I love white women. I love all people.
I love white women.
Hey, yo, E, you're on.
Oh, did you hear me talking about eating this Dominican lady's?
I'm definitely ready for white women right now. How are you? You know what I'm saying?
Son, this might have been your best show with the white dude.
Yeah, this dude is crazy. I like this guy.
Hey, what's going on in the background? I hear some people hollering in the background of somebody's phone. Where's that going on at?
We're in the Rib Shack right now, and we're drinking 40s, man.
No, come on, man. You guys need to stop stereotyping the black man. Ribs, 40s, that's terrible. Where'd the chick go? She got scared.
Yeah, she did.
Hey, cool.
She didn't want to deal with the real man, the original man.
Cool.
Poking somebody with a knife right now.
The real man,
I'm just waiting for you to shut your trap.
Yeah,
shit.
Whoa! Cut that real quick, 6-4. You said the real man, not the original man. What's that mean?
I said the real man, the original man. I'm trying to find out what this broad's problem is, man. I asked for a breakdown. She won't give me a height, weight, size of the jugs, nothing.
You got it backwards, homie. You're definitely not the original man. So.
Yeah, I'm the original man.
What's original about
you? The original man is simple. At one time, all the continents were joined together. You can only go from dark to light. The original man was black. I have a minor in black history from CAU. You're not going to stump me on the black. Believe me, I know more than just Martin Luther King.
Hold on. This guy is pretty good, man. He talks a pretty good game.
Hold on. What was the name of that landmass?
Pangea.
Yes, it was Pangea. Very good. Now, my next question
is, are you
the original man?
Yo, I like this guy, man.
I am a descendant from the original man, and I am darker.
All right. Good answer. I'm going to leave it right there.
I'm going
to
give a shout out.
We got to get back to this chick because she's being quiet. Sounds like she's got a little bit of an attitude. I'm kind of sensing she might have a liquor license. What's the deal?
How you doing? Man,
what? Yo, man.
And
I want to give a shout out to Santa Crew in the chat room. He's arguing with Guest
487.
He says, hey, Guest 487, get a profile.
Mm-hmm.
Guest 487 said, eat dicks.
And did he say anything?
I don't know what's going on. Hey, fucking asshole.
Yeah, sure. Fucked up.
Hey, you going to talk to us or you going to talk to the Dominican chick in the bodega?
Yeah, this guy, right?
Yeah.
Yo, stop hating on me, man. I don't understand.
Alright, see, we got some people in the chat room saying my voice is like nails on a chalkboard. Why don't they do...
Whoa, pause. Are you sure you're from Florida and you're not from Boston? Because you didn't say a chalkboard. You said chalk.
No, I'm not from... I've never been to that part of the country, to be honest with you. I don't like people from Boston.
So what's up with the chalk?
Well, you know, I'm originally from Youngstown, Ohio, the south side of that 330 area code. The only city more dangerous is Gary, Indiana, so I got a little bit of twang in the voice trying to lose it, though.
Listen, this is that guy.
Yeah, I didn't do this
fucking
game.
Yo, shout out to Lexi Lex. Shout out to Guest 473, Adam Greenfield, 47, Santa Cruz.
Hey, yo. So what you're saying?
WSN Radio.
Hold on. So what you're saying, dude, is that you're, what's your angle? You're here for the chick or something? Like, what's really going on?
No, man, I'm just on the show for entertainment, man. This is an entertaining program. I figured I'd throw my 2 cents in, see what happens, man. Maybe have you guys come on my program, promote a little bit. We get about 16, 18,000 a program. I mean, it's not what you guys are doing, you know, but figure we make it work. Hey, how do you guys do this show out of the back of an El Camino? How do you get power?
El Camino.
This
dude is definitely built with 1,000 jokes.
This guy's an asshole, man.
I think he probably looks like Jim Carrey or something like that. Ace Ventura.
Listen, I'm going to tell you what. I have a bone to pick with the black community. I'd like to bring it up on the show.
All right, come on. Let's make it happen, dog.
About two days ago, man, I went and spent $8 to go see a movie called American Gangster. I love Denzel. I actually went to college with his son. That movie was fucking horrible. That movie was terrible.
What?
That movie was boring. What happened in that movie, man? What happened to Denzel, man?
I didn't see it, but tell me what was boring about it.
It was boring. It was slow. You know, it was terrible, man. I expect more out of Denzel. It was just an awful movie, and I never heard of the guy. You know what they need to make a movie of? Is that, hold on, I want to get your opinion of that movie first, then we'll move on. Anybody see it?
Yeah, I saw it.
On bootleg, or did you go to the theater?
I went to the theater.
What'd you think?
I liked it, man.
You didn't think it was slow? I like Carlito's Way. I like some faster movies. The movie
seemed
to drag to me.
It was kind of slow. It's like it kind of dragged. Like, you know.
Yep.
It was draggy, kind of.
Yep.
That's one thing I did hate about it. It was like watching fucking Titanic with killings in it.
Well, I didn't see the movie Titanic. I already knew the ending. Hey, why did they snub Taye Diggs in Passion of the Christ? I heard he was supposed to play Jesus. What happened there?
You know what happened? They can't have the truth out there like that.
People seeing Christ in his raw form, you know what I'm saying? Like, they can't have that. They can't have that, you know what I'm saying? Plus, fuck all of the bullshit. Like, who is Jesus, you know what I'm saying? Like, he was a prophet. You know what I mean? What are we talking about here?
Well, Taye Diggs, you know, he was in that movie, How Stella Got a Groove Back and all that. I'd like to have seen him in that role. I got the movie on DVD. Have you seen the alternate endings with the chainsaw scene?
Nah.
Yeah, you got to check that out. It's an Easter egg on there. You'll pick that out. Now, back to the shorty on the phone there.
Wait, hold on, partner. Is this you on the ESPN?
Yeah, the white guy with the hat on. That's me.
This guy looks like a smartass.
Hey, man, I just try to live my life to the fullest and bring equality to all.
So he looks like a smartass.
He's definitely got his shit together.
I'm maintaining, man. I'm maintaining. You know, we're in a land of a lot of haters.
Yeah, I hear that.
You already know.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Just for a moment, the flame has no friend.
That's right.
The flame has no friend.
You have a friend, and you're definitely among haters. I'll let you know right now, dog. I'll let you know. There's love amongst us, but there's definitely hate.
Let me ask you guys a favor. If you'd like to take this radio show to the next level, I think I got a little scoop here. We might be able to do that.
Oh,
why don't I get you guys, we're on to phone together right now, and I'll call one of these other blog talk radio shows while I'm on your blog talk show. We'll give them a little prank call.
What are you selling, bro?
Homie. That's great radio. Right now, we'll call one of these Christian or spiritual shows and ask them about anal sex.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, it's a blast. Here, first of all, Shorty, what's the story there? Why are you being quiet? Why can't you give me the breakdown, the tale of the tape?
Yo, dog, she obviously don't got nothing to say to you, son. Like,
she's intimidated. That happens when she sees a guy. Like, I get that a lot. I just need to know the height, the weight, you know, that kind of a deal.
Hold on. Call her. You on the air.
She got her real hair?
That might be the case, God, but you know.
Carla, you on the air.
Just call back.
Yo, y'all really, like, playing around with Jesus and shit. Y'all need to stop that.
Who is this?
Yeah, who the fuck is this? Know your role.
If you're at me like that, I would get started on your ass, because you're coming on this radio station acting like the asshole you are.
Ooh.
Listen, you should be happy. It's close to the first of the month. What's your problem?
Hold on. Who's this?
This is Angela Carla from Brooklyn.
Oh, Angie from Brooklyn. What's good, man?
What's up, man? Why are you talking like that? What happened?
Because y'all was really pissing me off. I heard Jesus, and I had to call up. I'm already religious, so don't
hold
stop
on,
with that.
On. I mean, whoa. Like,
you sound real angry. You sound moved, like, right now.
Like, she sounds like she about to fuck somebody up.
Yeah, did someone say something that moved you? Like, what was it said exactly?
What you talk about, he going to call up a Christian blog talk radio station and say about anal sex.
Oh, yeah.
That ain't nothing. Dude is out of control.
Do you really hear yourself? Like, that's not even necessary. Like,
that makes you angry? I mean, come on, man. Like, I don't know if it's gonna happen. Like, we're not gonna allow that, of course. You know what I'm saying?
I think she hung up. Yeah, she definitely hung up.
She hung up.
Yeah.
Had to drop a little two cents real quick.
Yeah.
Respect.
Hey, what is this guy's name? What's your name again?
I have many names. On this program, I have yet to pick out an alias. Why don't you guys give me a nickname? I like the name John B. That kind of fits, you know, white guy, John B., that kind of a thing.
I got one for you. How about Richard Head?
Man, what?
Dickhead for short.
That was a good one, man. You got jokes. I like that.
Yeah, I got a lot more where that came from.
How about the White Shadow?
Oh, shit.
Oh, I like that. I like the White Shadow. That sticks. Now, the chick from Brooklyn, are you still there?
Nah, she actually hung up.
Okay, well, I apologize to her. Look, there's something you should know. I know her. Her and I have met before. We were actually at Starbucks about 3 days ago. I'd like to apologize for giving her crabs.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, you're a fucking clown, B.
This guy's, man.
Tell her the shampoo's on its way.
Shampoo,
I'll tell you what, whoever laughs at that joke, they've been through that shit before. I'm going to tell you right now, whoever laughs hard, check yourself.
Yeah, dog.
I've been through that shit before. Fuck what you heard, man. That shit is nothing to fuck with, son. You want water or something? You can't want water or something?
I went to a strip club one time, and this chick had crabs so bad it was in her eyebrows. I could see it under the black light. That's not a joke. That happened in the blue flame over there in the ATL.
What were you in the Philippines?
Some serious shit. I used to party in the strip clubs over there in Atlanta with the Brat,
mm-hmm.
Jesse Tuggle, Deion Sanders.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you what, the Brat buys more hoes than you could possibly imagine her and her mom.
Oh, shit.
The Brat is a good-looking woman when she gets out of that 90s look, I'm telling you.
Mm-hmm.
So let me ask you guys, what's your angle, man? What's this program supposed to be about tonight, man?
Well, actually, it's doing what you're doing. It's Wild Out Wednesdays.
Okay, well, I'm just trying to come on here and do a bit, but I think we should pick out one of these shows on Blog Talk and give it a quick call. Maybe we'll stay away from the Christian deal, but I think we could find... There's one about Bigfoot on here that I think would be entertaining.
Oh, man, you know, I would love to call this other fat bitches show, but I would...
Well, who is it? I'll call her up right now live. I'll hit it up on the three-way. Like a conference call.
Yeah, it's the first time in history
we've gone from show to show on the same program.
Yeah,
that
shit would
be
definitely
an option.
That shit would definitely be popping.
That can be an option, though. Like,
yeah, that
who's
be...
the broad? Who don't you like on here?
Oh,
I mean,
man.
Nah, this is fat chick or whatever. She, oh, no,
she's fat.
She's just fat.
For
like,
no reason.
She's fat and very unattractive, and, you know, she tries to, like,
slovenly.
Yeah, like, she tries to, like, slander people, but it doesn't really work.
Why don't you get me her phone number real quick? I'll hit it up, and I'll make a call over there. I mean, if you got beef with her, man, maybe I could... I mean, this could be, like, some sort of a thing. You guys will get major, major play out of this. You know, a couple of radio shows feud, it'll be like Cannabis and LL.
Cannabis and LL. I don't know, you got to talk to that guy, JJ. He has all the mathematics.
What's the name of the program?
He has all the science behind it.
No, don't do it, JJ.
Yeah.
Don't do it.
Don't do what?
Don't do it. Are you fucking checking the computer, bro?
Am I what?
Are you checking the computer?
Yeah, I'm looking at it.
Don't do it.
What's the problem out here, man?
This is the kind of chick that I feel needs to be the center of attention or she gets self-conscious. Am I right?
No, boy.
Fuck you.
See, exactly right. She has a lot of anger. Recently, there's been a dude that hurt you. Well, let's talk about that. Let's get the pain out.
Oh, hey, we can't...
What happened? You were dating some Puerto Rican guy. What'd he do?
Hold on. I got to actually... hold on.
He didn't do nothing.
What happened? You're single.
Oh,
I want to know why.
We got a bad request. Invalid verb. Did you ever get that?
Invalid verb?
Nope. Hey, Richard Head.
Who's WSN? Some haters in there saying that they would violate this, violate that. How could you violate anything if I'm the one making the call? See, that's them trying to oppress the black man's program. You see how WSN is. They'll try to squash the deal because it's an African-American show.
Listen. You need to calm yourself down.
I'm a little bit upset with WSN. I think they're violating.
You think they're violating?
Yeah.
I mean, that's fine.
Well, I mean, he might be true because I did put it down for everyone. So I think if I put it down to a dope, that actually saves me. I never really paid attention to it, but I'm gonna have to change that. But he said if I go on someone else's show and I bash their show, I can get the.
Yeah, but you're not saying anything. What I'm going to do is I'm going to make the call, and I'm going to talk to them. All you're doing is listening, and your fans get to hear me make a phone call. I'll tell you what, I have a minor law degree. There's no way they can hold that up on this program. I know the rules. I'll put the system on trial on this bitch.
Yeah.
He said, yeah.
Nah, no good, son. No good. We're past. Maybe next time, you know what I'm saying?
Well, I appreciate it, man. I'm just trying to, entertain. That's all.
Well, the so-called fat girl that you were trying to roast is actually on the phone right now.
Let's go. There you go. That's how we do things around here. See how it works for
us. Lala.
Yo, what's really fucking good? Play them gunshots. I'm about to get in that ass right now. It's over for that ass. What's really good? What this nigga talking about on here? No, what's this little white bastard talking about on here? Because I'm going to shut you the fuck down.
What up, nigga? This nigga over here wilding. I don't know. Talk.
Yo, what's he wild? Listen, tell a fucking pedophile. Don't be mad because nobody's listening to his fucking show while he's beating off the little girl. Get the fuck out of here. We coming on here trying to talk wild shit. Fuck out of here. What is you talking about?
Who is this broad, and what's up with the hostility? How do we know her? This is the one you guys had a beef with on the other show?
Basically.
Well, and what show? I don't know who she is. Please identify yourself.
No, I'm calling that nigga my show. He ain't going to be getting my shit shut off. Fuck out of here.
You sound kind of attractive. Why don't you give us the breakdown of what you look like, and then we'll entertain the conversation.
I look good, baby.
Well, give me a – how tall are you?
I'm about 5'2", 890, and I'm going to whoop that white ass. Looks
now,
good.
Do you have extensions, tracks?
Nah, boy, I don't got nothing. All my shit is natural, just like them white bitches you're around. I'm all natural, baby. What's really good? You entertain me. This is fucking Lala. I shut shit down. You're not going to come up here trying to roast my ass. No, not happening.
Lala, I'm kind of into you. I'm feeling an attraction to you right now. In fact, usually when I talk to women such as yourself that sound like you, I feel like I need to give a credit card number.
Oh, shit. Well, go ahead, baby. Shit. I ain't mad at that one. Shit. I'm sorry. Send that shit. What's good? I got a pen. I'm right.
Where are you from? You sound like you might be from, where are you obviously from New York.
No, I'm not. I'm from Arizona.
You're from Arizona. Have you been watching a lot of BET2? Where's the accent from?
I mean, yeah, I have, here and there. What about you?
No, I don't watch BET. Now,
I know you sound like it. What do you watch?
No, I mean, I don't sound like it. I like rock and roll. I'm not a huge rap fan. I just like some underground shit you would know nothing about out there in Arizona with your ashiness. Now, you're 5'2". I like shorter chicks. That means you might be kind of thick. How much do you weigh? My man says you're kind of heavy, though. So if you're over the 175 mark, we're going to have to call this a night.
Mm-hmm. Oh man, she got nervous and she hung up. But
yeah, see, I thought she was about something, fellas.
Yo,
came on this show, got straight squashed.
Yeah, just for the other caller hung up too. WSN is now, does he run this thing? Like, is he like a boss on this thing or whatever? Hello? Oh, Lord. Yes, what? Oh, disconnect that call. Oh, wow, that was crazy. Oh, wow. That's power right there. That's the type of power that I want, that I can just shut somebody's radio station down. Except that one guy. It seems to be that Lexi, the guy that you was messing with, WSN Radio, well, he actually disconnected everybody. And he doesn't want you on my show. And being the fact that you seem like a funny guy, Mr. John Sweet does not want you on my show. So if I put you on my show, he might cancel my show, and we can't have that. So, yeah, I definitely got to give John Sweet a W for the win. Let me unmute the rest of the callers. Oh, and by the way, just to let you know, WSN Radio, it switched from everyone to mature. Man, that's what I'm talking about, power. Hey, 6-4.
Yo.
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 You know what happened?
What?
The owner of Block Talk was in the room.
Okay.
And he was listening, making sure, you know, we were going by the rules. You might as well say that, John, you might as well say that WSN Radio is the FCC for Block Talk Radio.
Okay.
Right. Now, you take care, too, man. And what he's saying is that... Oh, so if I make it adult, I can invite him back?
That's what they're saying?
Yeah, they're saying if I make it an adult, I can invite him back. Well, I don't know.
Why? What about him? Like, he's not cursing or none of that. What the fuck is the problem?
I think because he was too vulgar. So since
he was doing extra, like...
Yeah, he was doing extra. But I think because of the fact that it's like you take a child into a rated R movie and everyone's below the age of 18 or whatever, or 21, you know. So if it's going to be an X or R rated show, it has to be adults only.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to people have sex shows and shit. Oh, wow. All right, well, hold on. Yeah, fuck it. I mean, I'm going to switch it to adult only and then invite everyone back.
You shut it down real quick, like, all right, everybody done.
Yeah, because I saw, and I'm like, come on.
Because I'm wondering, I'm like, yo, who is this character? Like, who was this dude? Like, what was, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I was really trying to figure it out, and then he was talking, calling other radio stations. I'm like, come on, dog.
Mm-hmm.
Now
yeah.
You're doing a little bit too much extra now, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely son did get the W, though.
Yeah, mm-hmm. He definitely got that W, because he came up in here, and then he's like, yo, shut it down. I told you, get him out. All of a sudden, I just lost everybody. Like, whoa, what happened?
I'm like, hold on, what's really going on out here?
Yeah.
Good looking, though, homie. We needed that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Guest 47 said, make it adult and then invite him back.
Came up and he's like,
and then invite him back.
Get him out. You got that command, wow.
All of a sudden, I just lost everybody.
Wow. What's
the delay, like 5 seconds?
Huh? But see, my only thing is, if I put it on adults, then it's going to be a little strict. Well, that's the point, but it's going to be a little stricter, and I won't be able to have as many people view the show. You feel me?
We just don't need that character on the show, just like homie said. Keep our basic, however we've been rocking. Just don't let clowns like that on the show.
Yeah, all right. So I'll just keep it that mature and then, you know, just leave it like that.
This dude was definitely over the edge.
Yeah, he was definitely, he was coming at Lala hard.
Yeah, he was good for the moment. He was good for the moment. Then, you know, he just started, you know. I guess he got too comfortable with what was going on.
Like he was one of the hosts and shit.
Yeah, like he got too comfortable. I noticed him getting too comfortable. I was going to check that, but, you know, we got booted off or whatever.
Yeah.
But, you know, yeah, he was definitely getting a little bit too comfortable around here. And I'm glad they took it into their hands to get rid of some.
Oh, Cooper said this guy works for a radio station.
Oh, the dude that called up?
Yeah.
I mean, didn't he say he did?
I don't know. I didn't know he actually worked for a radio station.
Oh.
You know, people like that you should, you know, keep a hold of.
He works at a radio. What is he, a janitor or something? All right, come on. Like, we don't know his occupation. Like, he could be the janitor. He could be the
custodian.
Yeah, he could be the desk clerk. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh. Hey, are you a desk clerk or what are you?
All right, come on, son. What's your hand doing there? Like, what's really going on?
Hey, Richard Head.
Yo.
Fellas, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yo.
What's going on, Pippin?
Well, what do you do at this radio station?
You can you hear me on the phone?
Yeah, we can hear you.
All right. Do a little bit of everything. I own it. I'm a host on there. I got a handicapped chick that picks football games. I do a little bit of everything.
Come on, son. You need to relax yourself and let your conscience be free around here.
Listen, I'm very upset that this guy came in here, but if he's going to go ahead and try to shut stuff down, I think somebody ought to call him out and tell him to call in the program and explain himself.
Nah.
Listen, man, what you need to do is pump your brakes right now and, like, either get with the program or find another program. You know,
listen, I think you're getting a little too comfortable on this program. That's what I think.
I mean, it is what it is. I'm here. Like, I've been here. I ain't going nowhere. The fact is you have to go somewhere. You feel me?
Listen, if you're going to throw your biggest fan, the baby, out with the bathwater, I'm going to be very upset.
I mean, you can be the biggest fan, but, like, right now you're the biggest jerk right now.
Listen, I know you and Lala had a little something going. I know that was your woman, and you were upset,
but
bros before hoes.
I mean, that's not my woman, and you're not my bro, you dick.
Well, exactly, but bros before hoes, partner, you got to know the code.
You're not my bro.
I mean, all that you're talking right now is like going in one ear and out the other, but you know, if you feel the need to speak it, go ahead.
I don't like the fact that WSN could come in here like that.
I mean, it is what it is, though.
That's
the man,
because there's shows on here 10 times worse than this, and you know that.
You know what my homie said? He said it's because of you. They don't want you on this show.
Yeah, I think they don't want you on the show. Or
I
think what it was is because I had it the maturity level for everyone. And since he was roasting a little too hard, he was telling me switch it to adults only. And I didn't switch. So that's when he said, okay, well, kick that guy off of there if you're not going to switch. And I still ignored him because I didn't know he was big time. So when it got too crazy and he was shouting out Lala, that's when he just shut me down and said, all right, well, look, if you're not going to switch, you know. But one thing I don't understand is, you know, why is Blog Talk Radio still messing up?
If that guy wants to worry about something, why doesn't he worry about how to get his call center for this stuff right? Because he's got more problems on this Blog Talk deal than any place I've ever seen. He should be worrying about how to get the calls in and less time listening to programs and worrying about ratings, because it's not FCC regulated. It doesn't matter what you put up there. It's internet radio, just like satellite radio.
He actually has a point.
I mean, son, but...
But that's why, that's what I think
not,
the...
He's not giving us the opportunity to do it. Homeboy is, you know what I'm saying? Well, we got to respect, we got to abide by what it is, though.
Yeah.
Let me tell you what it is. He doesn't like the fact that I was trying to recruit you guys to another show. That's that you guys aren't reading between the lines.
Yeah, I actually kind of read between the lines.
I've been read between the lines behind that, Paul.
I think you're getting a little too comfortable, homeboy. That's what I mean.
I could get comfortable, you dig?
I'm
going to
be here, man. This is my seat. I've been here. You got to go somewhere else.
First things first, you're going to have to calm down and refrain from all the tough talk you're talking.
Hey,
that sounds better.
Hey, Richard Head.
That sounds better.
Write this. You got a pen?
Yeah, of course.
Write this down.
Go ahead.
MySpace.
Writing on the back of my latest Ebony magazine. Go ahead.
MySpace.com/THE_TD_show.
What were the first three letters? THE or PHE?
THE.
The_TD_show?
Yeah.
Who's that? That's you?
Huh?
Is that you?
That's us.
Oh, you guys got your little MySpace. Okay. Can you access the show via the MySpace?
it might be internet radio, but there are user agreements, goddammit.
Yeah, there is user agreements. Like, you can't just come on here and just start roasting, like, oh, yeah, well, fuck this and fuck. Because there's a certain, you might be able to curse, but it's still agreements.
But I really didn't come at anybody that hard. I think it was more the fact that I was talking about another radio show when he happened to pop in here because you had somebody
exactly
else
was
to tell him about.
Yeah, that's probably what it was.
That's exactly what I was saying. He's talking that Christian and all that. Nah, we don't need that.
Yeah. Like, what he's saying is you can't bash other stations, you know. Cause,
we could bash, like, what do you mean?
You
like,
could bash him, but at a certain extent. Like, he went overboard.
Yeah, you
had a caller call up and actually be... like, offended.
Yeah, like, we don't need that around here. Like,
that's good radio. That keeps people listening.
I mean...
Oh, yeah, I can't...
We don't want them to remember us by just that one, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I want them to remember us by, oh, yo, you guys are assholes.
All right, I'm on the MySpace page right now. I got a little, you got, like, a little collage of photographs here. Who's who on this deal?
Well, of course, you already know who the female is.
The female's a white girl.
I'm trying to unmute her.
Is she white?
Nah, she's Cuban.
Same thing. All right, who's the cat with the full beard next to the neon, leaning up against the neon with the white tee on? Who's that?
That would be me.
The cat with the full beard?
Yeah, he looks a little bit like that point guard from the Golden State Warriors.
Baron Davis.
Yeah.
Baron Davis in the face of this nigga.
That would be me, JJ.
Who's got the waves in the hair, man? Somebody's rocking some rolls on this deal. Who's that? Warning, you might need a puke bag because you're going to get seasick. Who's that? I like that.
That'll have to be 6'4".
You already know, man. Like, you ain't even got to ask that question, son. This is me, son.
Okay.
So this is me, son.
All right. How about this broad right here? Looks kind of thick playing pool. What's that all about?
Oh,
no. Hey, yeah, that's actually Cuba. Hey, Cuba.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're unmuted.
Cuba, I kind of like Cuba.
Mm-hmm.
Cuba Gooden Jr.
Let me ask you a question. You work for VZR?
Sorry, who?
VZR?
I don't know what that is.
You don't know what that is? Uh-huh.
DZR? Never heard of it.
Yeah.
DZR.
No, I don't know what that is.
You sure?
Positive. What's ZZR? Explain that to me.
No.
Is that a radio show up in your neck of the woods?
No, I think it's a radio show up in your neck of the woods.
Well, I'm in Tampa, Florida, Clearwater Beach. I've never heard of ZZR. That wouldn't be the call letters around here. I can tell that you seem like an incredible pool player.
The nigga look like...
Lala's on the wrong.
Baron Davis.
Yeah, Baron Davis. He looks like...
Yo, that's funny. I'm looking at the picture now, son. That shit is mad funny.
Hey, Lala.
Yup.
Yeah, you're on the phone.
Yeah. What are they from?
Ask me as well.
She got to take that shit off of there, guys. Yeah, he's doing extra with that picture, man. I told him.
No, all I want to know is who's talking shit about me. Him?
Yeah, nigga.
What was he saying?
I want to give a shout-out to... I don't even know how to...
Why don't you ask him what he was saying?
S.N. Stir Squirrel. He said he added us. He said, I am the stud in the green shirt. Hook it up. I think that was a message to Cuba.
Yeah, they trying to, come on, man. All y'all niggas trying to holler at women out here, man. Come on, son. We already got that padlock.
He's trying to get the niggas credit cards, too. That's why I was on hold.
I mean, I don't think he's actually going to do all that, but, you know, maybe...
No, I'm just kidding. Be easy.
I mean, fuck
this Lala chick is incredible. There's quite a few pictures of her on here. My favorite is in the yellow tube top.
Whoa.
I ain't on no fucking page over there.
Oh, this is in her?
No.
Nah.
You can tune in to my... Wait. Is that the one that's trying to shut people's show down?
Yeah.
Oh, hell no. I ain't putting my shit out there because I get raw. No.
You do a show on...
I'm going to do some reverse psychology for you, Richard Head, or White Shadow. This chick Lala is the type that she'll come on here. And you heard she said, oh, no, hell no, she's not going to give you it so you can't... Because she said she'll shut you down. Well, what she wants you to do is go on her show and boost her ratings up. Cause
yeah,
ratings
she's begging for it. In fact, she's already instant messaged me on AOL. She just told me not to say anything to you guys.
Now you know you're fucking ass.
Hey, let's not lie, okay? I'm not going to lie to my fellas here. You know what I mean? I think you're getting a little too comfortable there, Lala. Okay?
Wait, hold on, JJ. I have to put you on hold for a second, but don't hang up.
He's going to stretch that shit out. A little too comfortable, man. He must have heard that line that I hit him.
Yeah, he knows.
he must have heard that line. Don't try
Who's
to take
six fizzle with the grizzle? What's that about?
Excuse me, player?
What was that?
Six fizzle with the grizzle. I see his picture on here. He's on the MySpace as well.
Six fizzle with the grizzle.
Yeah, there's a picture on there. It says six fizzle with the grizzle.
That would have to be 6'4" with the mean mug.
Yeah, the mean mug. Yeah, I see him. He looks a lot like Michael Spinks.
Oh, Michael Spinks in the face.
Michael Spinks in the
Google
face.
Michael Spinks. And
hello.
Lion.
Yeah. I'm going to give a big shout out to Sinister.
I mean, I've never Sinister heard that before. I've heard,
Does he have his own show on here?
Kevin Garnett. That's what I've heard.
Nah. Yeah.
He got his own show on here?
Not on Blog Talk, honey.
Oh, you work on a real radio station?
Something like that, but I consider this a real radio station. I just consider it a real radio station on Blog Talk. This show is moving people. That's why you got the president of the whole website tuning into this stuff. You got a snitch in your chat room that's letting them know what's going on. You better check your people.
I thought about that. I can't front. Like,
there's
that,
a snitch.
That
you got an informant in here. Somebody who's been in here before
good.
Tonight, too.
That, 6'4", that actually made me feel good, because when he came on and shut it down, I was like, wow. Are we that important?
Nah, he's the informant, the guy that we're talking to.
Oh, yeah, he probably is the informant.
He's set up.
Now, what's this picture here with the fella in the red tank top and his buddy in the white Nets tank top? They look like they're at the old Sanford Sun place.
Oh, that's his favorite jersey. Don't mind him.
Well, which one is my favorite jersey? A white one? The red one? Like, which one is really my favorite jersey? I got a lot of them. I keep telling you this already. Like, come on, get off my dick.
And Matt Player, man, nobody has worn throwbacks in 2 years, bro.
Oh,
I don't even wear throwbacks, and I'm white.
Blicky, 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 blicky.
First things first, that's not a throwback. So you gotta walk.
It's not even official. It ain't shit.
Yeah, and
right.
Shouldn't you get
on.
A jersey that actually is in your size? What are you doing wearing a medium?
These niggas, they talking about this jersey right here.
That shit looks like it's painted on your body.
He was, oh my God, yeah. I feel this nigga. Mm-hmm.
Talking about my white,
I mean,
authentic. He's talking about my white authentic Jason Kidd jersey.
On.
He can't be talking about that.
Hold on. Jason Kidd
talking about
kid
that.
Wouldn't even wear that jersey.
He can't
even
talk about that.
Mute her microphone, goddamn.
Yeah, like, she's a cop rider. Like, I'm not even going to talk to her. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Microphone.
I'm going to address home.
You're a hater.
Hey, I'm not a hater. Why do I need to hate for? Like, you're a hater.
No, you're like, mute my phone. Hold on,
hold on.
Yo, I've been saying that shit before he even came on here.
I mean, I don't care what you say. Like, you know what I'm saying? You have no opinion. You're just a $2 slut that gets high off a fucking a third bag of weed and some fucking poovy ass. Come on, son. Don't even bring it to me right now. I'm not talking to you when I...
Hold on. I got to mute you. I got to mute all of y'all. Make sure y'all tune in tomorrow. It's going to be from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Hopefully, a Blog Talk lets us keep continuing, because early in the beginning of the show, I had some troubles getting on. So hopefully, we won't have any problems. Make sure you hit us on MySpace, www.com. Nah, I'm fucking up. www.myspace.com/the_TD_show. I want to give a big shout out to John Sweet holding it down. Thank you, baby, for blessing our show, and keep it locked. Then make sure you tune in tomorrow. Thanks for everyone for listening. And I think that's it.
One, man.
Wait, hold on. It said Keys is stuck on 11 seconds, so I think it's 9 o'clock. Now you're tuned into the RX-rated whatever goes on. We got an extra 20 or 30 minutes we're going to, let for the people that, missed the first half of the show because, Blog was messing up. So I'm going to, recap everybody. It's Richard Head, a.k.a. Dickhead, a.k.a. the White Shadow. We have the original gods and girls. We got 6'4", SD, JJ the X-Man. We got La Cubanita. And we also have, as our guest, once again, Richard Head, the White Shadow. And also we have Lala holding it down. And I have to start it off because I see it's going to get very ugly. Hey, Richard Head, you there?
I'm still here, sir.
Okay, and if you're familiar with the show, you know exactly what I'm about to do, because it starts the roasting hour.
I'm looking forward to the roasting hour, but there seemed to be a little bit of heat coming between them two. He called her a $2 this and a little bit of that. I mean, you never see me take it to that level, so I guess the gloves are off.
Oh, no, 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 no. First of all, nothing,
that was terrible.
Nothing pops off until this, until we hear this. The flame has no friends. The flame has no friends. It's go time. It's definitely go time. We're talking about jerseys and, you know, throwbacks.
Man,
talking about
football, man. Not like
it's definitely go time.
Man, niggas can't talk jerseys, throwbacks, none of that shit, man.
Lala, you're unmuted.
Yes, thank God. Wait, JJ, can I just say something? I'm not even going to get crazy. I'm going to say this and I'll just get off the show. I think that SB is upset because I've been calling in your show every day just to tell him that shit, and somebody I've never met or ever heard of said the same shit as me. So he's really upset right now.
I don't know you.
You're getting lost. Stop getting angry. Listen, everybody, that showed you how you know that nigga been wearing that jersey since it fucking came out. Step your game up, nigga. Beat it. You're mad. You're hating right now. You're talking about mute my mic.
What am I?
Why are you getting loud for? Why are you raising your voice? Why are you raising your voice?
Because you know what? I'm tired of hearing you. I'm tired of
you. Yo, JJ, he's taking his anger out on me.
No, JJ, could you mute her, please? Like,
you're mad. JJ's not going to mute me because JJ know that she's a bum-ass nigga.
You know what? Why you on my tape, God? Niggas don't even be thinking about you. You always got something to say, God. Niggas don't care about you, God. You yesterday's washed-up oil, nigga. Get the fuck out of here, God.
Uh-huh.
Niggas don't want to deal with you. I never wanted to deal with you, God. Like, you sound foolish. Like, you know what I'm saying? But then get back over to homie.
I think these two just need to fucking get it over with. That's what I think.
I mean, like, she does a lot of talking, like, you know what I'm saying? That's her thing, you know what I'm saying? She likes to talk, and so she's going to run her mouth about shit she knows absolutely nothing about.
I want to give a big shout-out to the white guy that was bringing the house, well, bringing the noise, I should say. As you can see, I have a reading problem. I started when I talk. Hey, Cuba.
What's going on? Can you hear me?
Hey, Cuba.
What?
Hey, we need some mango juice over here.
Uh-huh, I got it right here.
Fellas, can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
What's going on with these two? They're bickering. I think they got a little thing for each other, kind of like second graders. They
Let me tell you this. I'm going to keep it hood. I'm going to keep it all the way hood right now. Yo, JJ, do I be talking about this bitch, girl? Like,
no, well, when you're around now, see, he shits on every minute. Like, they had an episode in the mall, and they was about to fight, like.
You know, that's child. It wasn't about to fight. Like, I ain't going to fight and shit. Like, come on, son.
All right, but JJ, listen, can I just say something?
No, I don't even know.
What's his name? What's that guy's name? What's the guy's name that they called him?
I don't even want to hear you.
Why are you trying to overpower me? Because you're a pussy-ass nigga.
Because you need to fall back. That's what you need to do right now.
You need to change your fucking jersey. That's what you need to do.
Why don't you go to your radio show?
Change your jersey.
Why don't you go? Why don't you
get
in the fresh
jersey? Step your game up. Get out the show,
Tom. Why don't you go to your radio show and talk about me? Because that's what you like
to do.
No,
but see, I don't do that. I'm not you. Listen, I'm going to let this little bitch talk. You may speak. Speak, bitch. I'm going to let you talk, and then I'm going to talk.
So fall back. You're not going to talk. That's the first things first. You're not going to talk. This is how it's going to go. Like I said, I don't even be talking about
this. This is how it's going to go. Take a fucking shower, get a new wardrobe, and do something.
Fall back. Thank you. Thank you. Anyway, like I was saying, before I was really interrupted by this fat chick over here.
I don't even be talking about this. Yo, my name is in your mouth right now.
What are you talking
about? You hear him screaming right now? Yo, do y'all hear this nigga screaming like a little bitch?
So your name is Fat
Chick. Do you hear this nigga screaming like a little bitch?
I hear myself. I know what's popping over here.
You're mad. You're upset. You done crying yet? Are you done crying? Because I know you're not done taking a shower, you stink-ass motherfucker. I know you ain't done taking a shit. So what, he laughing at you? Now trying to come at that nigga.
Yeah,
come on.
I don't care what he's laughing at.
Are you done crying? Are you done crying?
Right
Are you done crying? crying. Are you done crying?
Anyway, like I was saying, y'all homies.
I could be a fat bitch, but I take a shower. I change my clothes every day. Something you don't do. I take a shower every day and change my clothes. Something you don't do every day.
I mean,
I can be a fat bitch, but I still do the things I'm supposed to do. JJ, listen.
Okay.
This guy, what's the guy's name right here? The guy that's talking. I don't know your name, but
White Shadow.
Okay, White Shadow says something, right? And you know that I've been saying that every day. So because I laughed at that,
you
he felt a certain way. No, why are you still talking? His phone needs to die already. Come on, go jump off a bridge.
You have to repeat that though. Whatever comes out your mouth doesn't affect me. I don't care about you.
All right, you're upset right now.
You're
upset. You're upset.
So what you're saying?
Don't be mad at me. Don't
I'm
be mad at me because you can't take a fucking shower,
you
dirty bitch.
You know why
what
I'm
you mad at me for? I didn't do nothing to you.
But no, I don't take well to ad-libs, so you need to fall back.
Yeah, beat it. I don't want to hear it.
You know what? I'm done talking to you.
Oh, thank you. I wish you were done getting out the fucking shower, you stank-ass motherfucker.
Back to homie.
Oh, Lord.
I mean, she looks like she
hey, yo, JJ, listen. I didn't even come at this man. I didn't even come at this little short bastard.
Like,
I didn't even come at this little short bastard.
Dog, she's coming at your height, man.
Yo, I didn't even come at this little short bastard. Yo, he's screaming like
a
little bitch.
I really don't care what this chick is talking about, God. Like, I really don't care what this chick is talking about. She can talk
all
day.
Shut the fuck up already, little dirty bitch.
Ain't none of that going down.
Yo, so what are you talking about? What are you talking about? Come on. Step your whip game up, you walking motherfucker. I bet you this nigga know every train and bus schedule there is in the city.
Yeah, when you work in the city, you tend to know that. You're right.
Honestly, Zipporah. Honestly, yo, you're
first of all, why are you saying my fucking name? So I'm not even going to let you fucking talk to me.
Niggas already know you're
doing. Yo, listen, you know what's crazy? I call in your show, and when I hang up the phone, y'all still talk about me. I don't even talk about y'all on my show. Come on. Get off my pussy. Get off my pussy. Come on, get off my pussy. It was requested for me to call in the show, all right?
Second March Madness reference tonight.
See, look at now, y'all can't even take it right now. Y'all want to hang up on me, you bitch-ass niggas.
You sound stupid. You sound mad stupid.
Yeah,
y'all.
You sound mad
you
dirty. Take a shower.
All you do is run your mouth. All you do is run your mouth.
Oh, yeah, she did a photo shoot, I think. I saw yeah, Barstool Sports.
Where's your show?
That's our logo.
Where's your show at, you fat bitch?
Who is that?
Where's it at?
Adrian Palicki.
Oh, yeah. That's what I thought.
He's so upset right now. It's sad. You guys are all upset. It's crazy how I'm one bitch and I go against like five niggas. No, but you're screaming. You're going over a 10 right now.
I like Tyra Trevor. I just think her neck is too long. She's like a mini giraffe. I appreciate a little bit about her.
No, that's because she wants the short hair look this year because she looks more rape victim-esque.
Oh, man, I had to hang up on her, man.
Hey, what is going on here, fellas?
I don't even know why you... Hold on. Fall back.
Go on like that, dog. Like, why don't you mute her?
That's what he wants.
Well,
man.
Look, this is Wild Out Wednesday. I mean, what do you want me to do?
If you want that to happen, I'm going to initiate it. That's first things first.
Exactly my point. So there's no whys on what's doing this and what's doing that.
I mean, I don't care. Like, you could have left her there for all I care.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
I understand all of that. All right, fine. That being what it is. Yo, son, you let us get out high and then let her return. You don't let her just... Yo, son, niggas can't even fucking hear... I can't even hear this nigga.
Well, that's what I try to do. You know, I try to... I mute her. I let him talk. And then when... I want to mute my own host. So that's why I hope he calms down sometimes, but he doesn't even want to hear what she got to say.
That's why it's so loud.
You know what's funny about the situation, my dude? It's like I was trying to say before. Niggas don't even be thinking about this chick, dog. Like, even be thinking about this chick.
Yo,
and I won't be on
the show.
Why the fuck did she even call the show, bro?
She called the show because she's actually listening, and she heard us talking about, you know, the fat chick. And then she heard, you know, White Shadow talking about, oh, yeah, well, let's call this bitch.
I mean, what happened? She ain't come here and get at him?
She actually started to get at him, and then she started to get
why,
at him.
Yeah, why she started to get, because she's an athlete. She's a cop rider, that's why.
Right, that's exactly
she's
what it is.
She's a cop rider. But, you know, anyway, like I was saying, I don't even be thinking about this chick, talking about this chick. I'll miss, like, 10, 20 minutes to a show. I'll call up, and this chick is friend, and she's talking about me. Like, JJ, let's keep it authentic right now, God. Let's really keep it authentic out here, B.
And you know what, tell you too, think down inside, I think she likes you, man.
That's exactly what it is. She wants some of that dong. You got to hit that.
I don't know what it is. Like, you know what I mean? She's obsessed. Like, she actually thinks I live in an orphanage or some shit like that. She's really obsessed with that. And she's mad at the fact that I have more than one jersey. You know what I'm saying?
That Nets jersey was a little snug, though, homeboy.
I mean, the Nets jersey, you know, it's an authentic kid jersey. You understand me?
A child's jersey or a Jason kid?
I mean, authentic Reebok with the players wear. Like, no,
you got to get rid of that, though. It's snug. I could buy one in a child size, too. It don't matter. It's got to fit you. It should hang a little bit. That shit was tight. It was a half shirt.
How is it snug? Did you see the neck?
Snug was a belly shirt.
Like this. Anyway, all right. Anyway, I can move on to the next jersey. I'll go to my Kobe jersey or something.
Fellas, have you heard of a show on Blog Talk called Bling Radio? Have you seen this crap?
I've actually seen it.
What is this all about? I think we ought to give them a ring.
Nah.
What's that shit about, though?
What is it about?
I think black people and pimping.
Pimping? A-L-E.
Yeah.
What you think about everything that's going on, man?
But, you know what? I just started listening. I'm angry because I missed...
They hating on me. They hating on my little jersey collection or something like that. This dude over here and Zipporah, like, they hating on my jersey collection. I can't say homie's hating on my jersey collection because he's just talking about one kid jersey.
Yeah, I've only seen the one jersey, but I mean, if that's not the jersey I'd have in a photograph, man. That's not a good representation of the wardrobe. Plus, people don't wear throwbacks no more, my man. That shit stopped back in like 2004.
You got it twisted. That's not a throwback, my dude.
Well, even jerseys, man. I mean, the only ones that wear jerseys are corporate white guys and
jerseys. If you know about jerseys, you would know that's not a throwback. I can show you another picture that's on that same thing, and that's a throwback jersey that I have on.
Is there anybody on this show that still wears jerseys like that? I know I don't.
I wear jerseys in the summertime, Paul. Great. I wear jerseys in the summertime.
I'm not going to play basketball without wearing a jersey. How about that?
I mean, come on. There's people out here. This is New York. People wear jerseys out here. You dig me?
I guess
Obviously, you wouldn't know about that in
Florida. I mean, it's not here all the time, but, I mean, I ain't nobody rocking a Jason Kidd jersey. I didn't even know he was still in the league.
I mean, come on, you hear this guy?
Yeah.
This guy, he didn't know he was still in the league. But
when was the last time a team up there won anything?
Hold on, homie. You're getting too comfortable.
No, I'm just saying. Tell me the last time. How the Jets doing this year, by the way?
Listen, I'll be here, all right? You're getting a little too comfortable.
Listen, you're getting a little too comfortable, man. You rolled over that fat chick that one night. You know she's a little.
You don't understand, homie. You don't understand.
Hey, hold on. Listen, take a couple steps back because I know you used to square dancing and shit. You know what I'm saying? You two-step.
Out here, word up.
Just take it easy. Hold your drink and just two-step. You know what I'm saying? Slow your fucking roll before you get bullied up. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like you're doing extra out here. You don't run shit over here. Like, that's what I'm trying to tell you. You know what I mean? We like you. You're a good kid. You know what I'm saying? You're fucking funny. You're hilarious. You got jokes out the ass. That's what we like around here. But, you know, you're kicking your feet up with your shoes off and you're getting...
Let me ask you this. You're telling me about what people wear in rock up there in New York. People still wearing that Patrick Ewing box fade? You guys got one of them?
Nah. I know you got one of those.
Hey, I got a question for you there, guy.
With the number in the back?
Hey, y'all still got those... I can't afford a real car, so I'm going to get a shitty-ass 1975 car and throw some 26s on them.
Yeah, I got one of those.
Yeah?
I know you do, you fucking hick bastard.
How can I be a hick if I'm from Clearwater Beach, man? Check my photos out,
Clearwater.
Man.
Clearwater, listen to where you're
from. Howard Stern, Tonight Show, all that, man. I'm not a hick.
Listen to where you're from, Clearwater Beach. Come on.
That's right. There's no hicks on the beach.
Come on, man. That's a shanty town.
Yeah, he's definitely a mix.
He's definitely a mix.
Listen, we got your fucking license plate, buddy. You better fucking slow down before
we know your resume.
I think you guys are too comfortable. You're kicking your shoes off. You got your feet in the air with them corns on your toes. You're way too comfortable.
Come on, man. Like I told, man, stop trying to eat off my plate, man.
You can't sit
at this table and eat.
There's entirely too much going on for me right now. You need to slow your roll before you get like a summons or something like that. Honestly, you fucking play your role, keep your fucking ears open and your mouth shut. You might learn something and stick around a little bit, kid. You dig what I'm saying to you?
Hold on, what about the Dolphins?
What
about the
money? Connect your call.
Yeah.
I'm not going to put it out there. If it's not about business, I really don't talk to people like that.
What up, though? Who this?
So.
Who you, mama?
But, if the artists don't want to come to the page and see the flyer and see what they need to do, then more than welcome. It's on the artist page and my page.
I mean, I'm not trying to really do all that.
Or,
I don't know. I want to know who you are.
And I put one on your page.
Hold on, mom. Who
okay.
are you, though?
You know what? It be so many flyers on my page. It's so my page.
What is really going on out here?
Can you, ma, unmute her. Ma, unmute her. I know. Ma, unmute her.
You know, be a part of it.
Can you please?
Now, because, you know, it's Chicago month all the way, because, you know, we got to push these Chicago artists.
I love Chicago.
08 seems to be Chicago's year.
Chicago women.
Now, it's whether or not Chicago artists.
I don't understand why we're
right now.
Like,
who's behind the
chair?
Who got their
thing on?
Shame on them. They sleeping. They ain't going to get nowhere.
Ma, push the button, man.
I mean,
I'll sleep when I die.
Ma, push the button.
Hello?
Push the button.
What's going on, fool?
What the hell is going on?
What happened just then?
Why are you tripping? You called somebody.
Listen, I accidentally hit the wrong button and I got all confused. I'm back now, though. What happened to Lala? Is she gone for good?
I don't know.
Nah, she's actually still in the...
You know
the
she's
Matrix.
Listening.
Yeah, she's still in the Matrix right now, you know.
Lala, listen to me. I know you're listening to the program.
Like
call back
damn,
in. Get a cool head about yourself. I need to know exactly what she looks like.
Right
you guys
now, right now,
like?
Right now, though, she's in the pipeline right now. You know what I mean? We got to unclog the pipeline right now.
I'll give her some pipe.
Oh, Lord. You don't got no pipe. Listen here. Take it easy. Let me tell you something, bro. Hopefully that bitch doesn't come back. She's like fucking athlete's foot. You can catch her more than once, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but all you got to do to get rid of athlete's foot is piss on your feet.
Some fucking boric acid or some shit.
You know what I mean?
I got a question for you, man. I got a real quick question.
Yeah, go ahead.
What do you think about a guy getting his ass ate?
By a woman?
Yeah.
You talking about some prison shit?
No.
You know what? I've
on,
never
on,
had that
on,
done.
What to say about that? Say
I know if
that.
You
you're
do
already,
it, you could catch a sore throat. I've heard
you're
that.
You already stated what it really is. There's no more to say behind that.
You can get a sore throat from doing that shit. Be careful.
Come on here. I want you to unmute me. I'm gonna play the show, okay?
I mean,
who's that?
Come on, dog. I don't know. Is that your mom? Aren't you in that basement or something?
Get out your mom's attic.
Oh, I'm sorry. They don't have basements in Florida. I mean,
no, we don't have basements in Florida.
Yeah, I know. You got a fucking, what do you call that, a bomb shelter or some shit?
Who is this guy now? Is this somebody new?
No, that's 6'4".
Oh, okay, 6'4". I saw him
like
over there.
See, this is where you're getting it twisted.
Listen,
we told you, man. We've been here.
You're obviously not paying attention because I've been putting the fucking torch to your ass since she walked in the fucking door. Stop fucking acting like you don't fucking hear me over here. You fucking
listen, I hear you, man, but you know the problem. All you black guys look alike. I can't tell on this show.
And all you white guys smell like bologna.
Is that
yeah, like you smell like you smell like Swiss cheese or something. Nah, like, come on, son. You got white people smell like bacon
food. A wet dog. You know what it is? Like, I'm eating my food today and shit. I was eating my food the other day. I mean, matter of fact, today it was. I'm eating food. Hold on, let's shut the fuck up. Listen, I'm in the shanty. I'm eating food with the other plumbers or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm eating my food and I notice the smell of my food. And then it's like, there's a guy standing next to me. I'm noticing an odor wafting from him. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not really understanding what it is. It was slightly sour, like salami that was cooked and then let into the water. You know what I'm saying? And it was disgusting. It was nauseating, and I was just thoroughly disgusted by that. And I just had to share that with you guys. You know what I'm saying?
I think he's getting way too comfortable with that story.
It's funny how he's taking everyone's line.
Let me
like, come on, I gotta address that right now. Like, yo,
do
dog.
White people really smell like bologna? I've never heard that before.
I mean, they smell like bologna that comes in the what you call the shit, where you gotta take the red shit off of the outside. They smell like that shit.
You smell like bologna.
Nah, they smell like dead donkey penis.
Yeah, I don't even know what that smells like.
I mean, I've never smelled.
Don't ask me.
But hey, listen, John, you smell like
fucking horseradish.
You said it smelled like what?
Horseradish.
Oh, man.
That smells like deli mustard.
You know, you said it smelled like what?
Deli mustard.
Yeah, somebody get this Alex Trebek in the face ass nigga out of here, man. Man, come on now, you old.
Hey, yo, polo horse in the face ass nigga.
Yo, Jack Queen in the face.
Hey, yo, hold on, we got a call. Hey, Billy the Kid, what's good, man?
Yo, what's happening with y'all?
Yo, we got this guy, his name is Richard Head, a.k.a. Dickhead, a.k.a. The White Shadow.
A.k.a. Whiskey Bravo, man. Uh-huh.
And he's from Tampa, Florida. Your part, well, around where you used to live at.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, he's trying to shine.
He's trying to shine.
Yeah, he's trying to shine. He's a white guy.
Yeah.
He's one of those baloney guys.
Yeah. Baloney head.
What part of Florida you were from? You were from Tampa?
Nah, I was staying in Orlando.
Oh, okay. I'm actually in Clearwater Beach. You're just over a spot, what, on Orange Blossom Trail you were at?
Yeah, right off of there. I used to stay on Oak Ridge.
Okay, I know where that's at, man. Over there near the Pork and Beans Project. You don't know nothing about that.
Oh, shit.
Pork and Beans Project.
You know about that?
No, I don't know about the fuck Pork and Beans, though, Daddy.
There's projects out there?
Yeah, you fucking better laugh at a white man before we take your fucking wallet.
Who's this? I don't even carry a wallet.
Keep your hands free, nigga. Don't get it twisted. We always fucking keeping the three quarters hood right now.
Yeah. I hope you don't wear them tight ass pants with the chain wallet.
No, I'm not that kind of guy, man. Listen. If you never heard of the Pork and Beans Project, you're probably in Kissimmee. You weren't in Orlando, man. Either that, or you were staying in a rich area and you're posing.
Come on,
nah,
what
man.
Are
you,
what none are
you,
of that.
What
are you
crazy?
What are you?
What are you?
What are you? What are you? What are you? What are you? What are you? What are you? What are you? What are you?
What are you?
Program is blowing up. We got the president of Blog Talk tuning in right now, listening. He's hiding right now, but he's listening. I know that for a fact.
Yeah, is that right?
You are the president of Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, like you're
doing like,
action.
You're like a fucking double agent and shit.
No, man. I never come like that. I would tell you who I was, and I told you who I was. You can look me up. You got my website, pg13football.com. Check it out.
No, thank you.
Yeah, I swear, dog, you're a waste of sperm, man. You're like the napkin sperm. You're the napkin.
Nah, he's a sock sperm.
I mean,
look, they beat up on the woman. Now they all want to come at me all of a sudden, man. What
oh, pause.
Tag team bullshit?
You know why? Because the flame has no friend.
The flame
that's
has
right.
No, you
that,
has
the
no
flame
friend.
Has no friend. You can't take the heat. Step out the kitchen.
Now, listen, man, I'm a big fan of this show, but what happened with the guy from Orlando? Did he already jump off?
Nah, bitch, I'm right here, faggot.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, well, you got to call people. See, now, notice how after he moves from here, he's got words like that, man. Because if he was in Orlando,
all,
I'd come over there and wipe my ass.
First of all, fuckface, I'm moving back there. So there you go, and I'm going to look you up. And then we're going to see how much you got to say.
You know, you're from Starkey County, man. I know where you're from, man.
You're right.
I know that. I know you're tight, man. I can tell by the accent, man. You probably got stretch marks around your mouth from all the dick sucking you did over there in the Pork and Bean Project.
Ask your mother how many stretch marks.
Niggas ain't over the bridge, man. That niggas ain't really, you know. Ain't no tough guys over there, man.
Nah, it is the kind of cat that you see on the side of the freeway fishing with a fucking bamboo rod.
You mean like your grandfather?
Bagger Vance type motherfucker. You know what I'm talking about.
Yo, listen here. Let me explain something to you. You in fucking Clearwater, dog. Ain't shit over there projects. You can't even talk reckless.
Who the hell would want to live in the projects? Of course there's no projects over here. That's why I live in this motherfucker, man. I would not want to live in the projects.
I don't want to live in a fucking...
Get your ass whipped every day in the club.
Listen, man, I told you I'm from Youngstown, Ohio, man. I'm from the real deal, man. I still have my bulletproof vest. You guys live in the burbs somewhere.
You still got the bulletproof vest running around with a little Bow Wow talking about you from Ohio. Get the fuck out.
Youngstown, Ohio, look it up. Murder City, you don't know nothing about that. Don't sleep on the yo.
Hey, the only reason you got a bulletproof vest is so you don't get shot by Dick Cheney while you hunting rabbits.
I have done well for myself, and I moved out of the inner city. That's correct. You guys don't know nothing about Cabrini Green. You don't know nothing about Liberty City.
Yo, JJ, yo, where you get this nigga from? Yo, he sound like fucking Mr. Boston from I Love New York. What the fuck is wrong with
that? Shit. Oh, shit. Mr. Boston in the face-ass nigga.
Yeah, Yo, go make me a fucking sandwich, bitch. You know what I'm saying? You chef-ass nigga, and I don't like fucking ranch, bitch.
Obviously, we hit a nerve with the guy from Orlando. What he's not telling you is he's actually one of the characters at Disney World. What did you do over there for a job when you was in the Orlando area?
That was my job. I got paid to fuck your mom.
Listen to this guy, man. Listen to this guy.
You know what I mean?
Talk to me, man. What did you do in Orlando for a job? A paper route? What did you have?
Nah, I was actually looking to rob your dumbass.
Hold on. But since you ain't get to do that, what was you doing though, honestly?
When I was working at US Cold Storage as well.
You were working at a storage facility. You must be good with the broom.
Uh-huh. Storage facilities.
And you were fired after stealing when?
Oh, I'm black, so all black people steal, don't you, Sean?
Oh, you're black?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
I
thought you was Haitian.
Oh, you thought I was Haitian. Bitch, I am Haitian. How about that? Sock my steak, bitch.
Yeah, Haitian people aren't black.
Haitian people aren't. What the fuck are they?
They're not black.
What are they?
Really, really black. Fucking purple and shit out this motherfucker. Like Grimace from the McDonald's characters.
Yo, you're a real fucking douchebag, you know that?
Listen, partner, I know you're Haitian. You obviously got a lot of hang-ups. Do you still have the raft you came over on? Is that how you got to New York?
Yeah,
who are you talking to?
I use it to beat your mother every other day, you know what I mean?
This guy got jokes about my... What is this character, man? Who is this clown?
Character, come on now. What are you, like... fucking extra from Seinfeld or something like that.
Yeah, this guy got jokes about that. I've never watched an episode of Seinfeld in my life.
I mean, I know that's because the little color TV doesn't work because it's not sitting on.
He ain't from Orlando. He's from Auburndale. Ask him about Auburndale. He's over there from where Tracy McGrady's from.
First of all, that's not even
never heard of it.
First of all, that's not even me talking. That's not even me talking, dickface.
Never heard of it. Where's your wife and kids at?
Oh, stay right here. I'm poking his wife and his son's eating my cum.
Oh, God. So, you just took a homo, son? Like, I'm good.
No homo.
He just took it on the whole messing with children, man. What kind of cat is it?
No homo.
What kind of cat
is it? Get your ass like fucking Jay-Z and Nas, bitch.
I think we need to get the broad. Somebody cold call the chick again.
Yo. Somebody needs to get this old Starsky and Hutch in the face.
Here's what I'm going to be doing. I've got to jump over to Wet Wednesday on Bling Radio. I'm going to go check them out now real quick. I think you all ought to jump over there immediately following the show. It's time for me to fuck with them.
Yeah, get out of here.
Yeah, get the fuck out of here, Fag. Yeah,
I love you guys.
Hey, listen.
Yeah, that's real gay.
Hey, John.
Fuck you.
Hey, John.
Yeah,
hey, John.
You probably lost.
Get out of here.
Let me fuck a couple of lines, white boy. Got it.
Get the hell out of here.
Yo.
Yeah,
man. Hi. This time, does my phone sound
What?
What?
Yo, this guy has the worst phone in the world.
Yo,
this...
Yo.
Yo, stop using that fake-ass Bluetooth, dog, and get a real fucking phone.
Can y'all hear me?
No.
What you got?
Don't even talk,
dog.
Like, just, you know what I mean? Y'all can't
hear me. You know what? This guy's from another radio station.
Sounds like he is.
Gotta do, like, prank calls and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
It's kind of funny, though.
Yeah, but I mean, yo, Kuba, how come you wasn't saying nothing, guys?
What?
How come you wasn't saying nothing? Like,
no, but that's the thing. He had me on mute all the whole time. I was like, holy shit. I was asking if he was from ZZR. I was trying to pinpoint and get clues to see where he was from, but he's from a radio station because from the,
And don't forget, we are 24
look, listen, hold on wait a minute.
Show returning a one-week hiatus.
Listen, he's on the air now.
1 to 2 o'clock.
I think we're being the prank calls for his show from 1 to 2 p.m.
No, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He recorded everything now. And tomorrow he's going to play it. So you get the site and you look it up tomorrow, we're going to be on the air tomorrow.
But see, you got to put it like this. This is actually that's actually a good thing.
Yeah,
that
it
is.
Because, yeah, exactly.
It's
like, I
don't
care what he does.
Yo, you can't find out where this nigga called from?
You know,
Huh? You can't find out where he called from?
Where he called from? Well, he's from Florida, but
I mean,
I
like
have phone number to the radio to his junk.
God, I should have wrote it down. It was some 727 number. I had the number.
727?
Yeah.
72.
Huh?
Oh, what's the number?
Who's not up? Hold on, wait. JD, you can't look it up?
Look what up? Who's driving with the window down?
Oh, listen, man. Not me, man.
Who's driving with their window down?
Not me. All I know is that your mom's legs are open wider than they've ever been.
Oh, you started when you said that, man. No,
I mean, that's fine. That's fine. I'm from New York.
I think it was fine.
Only
your mother washing my dishes. That was fine. Yeah, that was fine. Your mother washing my dishes.
Go,
Leanne. That's fine.
Pause all that. Pause all that. Let's address Leanne right now. What's really popping?
Oh, he brought Leanne back. Oh, Leanne actually popped in the building.
Yeah, see what I'm saying? Y'all concentrating on the wrong thing.
Yeah. You in the chat room?
What happened?
You in the chat room?
Yeah, I'm in the chat room.
JJ.
Yo.
Was the error code 772 or 727?
727.
727? All right, hold on.
Get it, Leanne. Stop addressing only one person. We gotta tell you that. Stop. You gotta address the whole family. You can't be just addressing JJ, man.
Well, I'm asking a personal question because you guys can't tell me the area code. That's the only reason why I did that.
Use area code finder in Google. Area code finder.
No, it's Pinellas County, St. Petersburg, Clearwater, Pinellas Park, Oldsmar, Tampa
Bay.
Yeah,
that's
77 Street, Clearwater.
He probably stayed at the top of Clearwater, you know what I'm saying, where it's nothing but motherfucking land and fucking Mexicans, dog.
And oranges.
And oranges.
Yeah. Should have told a nigga to make me a fucking glass of orange juice.
Oh, Lord. Leanne said she has a number stored in her phone.
Let's go. So why aren't you using it? Come on, man.
Go ahead.
Hey.
Straight up. Got the number store using, man.
I'm going to look up the information. I'm going to try to find the one.
Yeah, all right. I'm saying he gave you the website, right?
Yeah, but it could be, like, you know, his own shit for now.
Oh, yeah, like his MySpace shit and all that.
More of, saw the way he was trying to take control.
Yeah.
Like, he's used to that. He's definitely a host somewhere.
Oh, yeah, that, you could tell. This game was sharp.
Yeah, I could tell once he came on. I was like, yeah, this guy's definitely from somewhere. Like, he sounds like an asshole.
Yo, first thing was sharp. His voice was all clear and everything.
Yeah.
I was like, who is this? Oh, I got to do right, guys?
That's why I kept him on, because he actually, I mean, he actually gave us Wild Out Wednesday. I mean, we was wilding out. You know what I mean? Four was roasting him. SD was roasting him. You know what I mean? Welcome to the show, but you're not taking over, so we're still roasting you to let you know that we are on this show.
What you
I
know?
Mean,
we definitely poking.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Yo, why you hold on? You hear 6'4"?
Oh, yeah,
he's there.
I don't hear this now. I don't know what the fuck I'm.
Hold on.
I don't hear him either. But he was actually holding his own.
Yeah, I mean, he was doing his thing. Like, nah, I mean, it was a couple of points where niggas, nah, I mean, checked him or whatever. Like, yo, you need to be easy with that shit.
Yeah.
Overall, he was good. He was cool. Like, nah, I mean.
One thing about it is that I kind of figured that he was either prank calling or something. And,
ain't no
prank. Yeah, we had that one chick from Brooklyn call up, and she was angry.
Yeah, that's right. Ain't no pranks over here. That's Brooklyn out here. That's
yeah.
Brooklyn out here, B.
What did she say? What did the chick from Brooklyn say?
Well, he said something about a church.
Calling here, talking about, like,
yeah, man.
About
church,
niggas in the call church. Come on, man. Like, don't call here with that. And then he was disrespecting the church. That's what it really was about. Like,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Talking about calling Catholic shows and, you know what I mean, all types of wild out nonsense that's really not used around here. You know what I'm saying? Let's go, Jamal. Oh, he's trying to boof it on that. So, you know.
The Knicks is trying to go in on the bum ass Sonics.
Yo, who's. Bro, who is guest 579?
Yo,
I think that's you. That's me. Who's going? Who's guest 630?
I don't know.
Yo, I couldn't sign in for some reason, guys. I was trying to sign in at 6-4, and they wouldn't sign in.
We have 47, we have 47.
Me? Who's me?
We have 47, wait. Can people still hear us?
Cuba.
Hey,
killer.
Playing games.
What? Hey, Cuba.
What?
That's you?
Where?
420.
630.
I'm not signed on yet. I'm going to sign in now.
Oh,
I was trying to...
That's other homie. That's probably, what's his name?
That's E.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking it was. Yo, E. E, he probably hung up.
Who, me?
E, that's you?
That's you, E?
No, I'm outside, B. I'm nowhere near a computer right now.
Yo, state your name, gangster.
Hey, Snoop Dogg.
Where you from,
why wouldn't I?
Let's go.
Hey, you ain't gonna breathe. Only time I look in the air is New Year's.
Coming
from Bronxville, you can't leave.
I'm going through the industry looking for enemies.
Yeah, you already know.
Ready?
Hey,
come on, man. It sounds like
Dan, if you can hear us, don't call, but, what's wrong with this nigga's 6-4 shit? I don't know, but this Blog Talk thing, it keeps messing up.
It's not Blog Talk, nigga.
Yo, like, come on, yo, Leanne, you gotta, I told you this already, you gotta stop just addressing JJ. There's more than JJ out here. The whole family is here, so please, address the whole family.
Yo, ask Leanne if she slept with a buddy.
I mean, Leanne is acting up right now, only addressing one person. Like, come on, thank you. That's what I need. I need for you to cooperate.
Huh?
I need for you to cooperate.
I mean, man, you could just call me later. You know what I'm saying? Like, we could talk about
it.
You address everybody now, but you already know how we keep it.
Hey.
As long as you keep your legs open more than your mouth, like, if you mad at that, then write something about it. I ain't going to write back.
Hey, Blicky. Brother, we already here. What you waiting for? We already here. The whole camp is here. We make it hot so it starts to feel damp in here. Hey, Blicky.
Blicky.
What?
Hey, Lala.
Yeah.
Hot so the legs start to creep in here.
Blicky. Oh, Lord. Oh, boy.
What is she?
What is this gangster?
Chilling. That guy's crazy. He called my show on last night. Now, when she said the area code is 72-something, he called my show on last night. He was like, I killed Tupac Shakur. He was doing...
Yeah, he told us that shit too. Why you ain't address that instead of, you know...
I didn't know who it was. I didn't... Because he just said that, and then he hung up. He didn't say anything else. And now, like, I'm just realizing that was him. So now I know who it is.
Yeah, I'm going to play this. So I'm going to send this joint out to...
When is your show, Lala?
Huh?
When is your show?
Tonight, you want to call in?
Nah, I mean, I'll probably be sleeping, but, you know, when is it?
It's probably like 12. I'll be on you.
God damn. I'm sending this song out to the Blicky.
Is that me?
Yeah, you. I'm only going to play half of it. Sucker! Red alert, hotter than tea kettle.
Now hear this, Mikey Jones, the original Mac Daddy, you know. Big up Red Alert, you know, because him run things from the airwave, you know. Me talk about Kiss FM, you know. And no little stupid if it's select, I can't test me, you know, because when it comes to selection, Red Alert will kill them. Now big up Bobby Connors on the master sound, you know. I understand, so Red Alert, no skin, she's a cat. Hear this? Mac Daddy. You tell them Red Alert, for right, him a Mac Daddy. And him don't rock with the young gal.
Oh, turn that off. Turn that off. I don't know where the hell you got that shit from.
You don't like that?
Mm-mm. You gotta step
always,
that
I always tell him. I always tell him I don't like his shit, but he's still playing.
You gotta put
you know,
that
on. You know why I still play it?
Why?
Because I don't give a shit what y'all think. That's why.
Put that Lucky You on. Put something on good that I like.
Wait.
She not ready for this. You don't hit.
Yo,
So wait, he was trying to come at me?
Well,
he better not call my show in, because now I'm going to be prepared for his ass.
I mean, you sounded like you wasn't prepared for him tonight, but it's all
exactly.
Who, me? Because you... Oh, well, never mind.
I was like, I'm going to play this song.
Right. You ain't even got to say nothing. It's all right. You know what I mean?
No problem.
Family, hood environment. I know murder is a sin, but I killed this beast and brought it back to life so I can murder it again. You a bitch, you a snitch, you a turn a nigga in. I pistol with you, hit you with the burner. So
that's not the SB.
Going to jail like college, I was learning in the pen, but I pop it till it get out and be burning through my skin. If you caught a case,
hold on, hold on. Excuse me, what did you say?
Unfortunate, the attorney I recommend.
What I'm saying, like, you see what I'm saying, JJ? Right there proves my point, right?
Now, the only reason why I did that is because JJ had me on hold for mad long, and he was not like me trying to get my talk on, so I had to do that real quick.
Whatever.
I'm just keeping it authentic, like you said.
Try your hand, I air one of you faggots out. Pull an automatic out, and they'll pull a casket out. Cause I blow off your roof, nigga, I shoot niggas. The fuck up, so I'm stuck up, I'm the truth, nigga.
Alright, turn it off.
When you inside of the booth, nigga, I get high cause I'm fly as a parachute, nigga. I'm hot as chicken.
Fuck my switchboard ain't working.
Turn that off.
Nigga, you kamikaze, your body ain't bulletproof, nigga. You a fluke, nigga, who be gone.
They starting out.
Word, straight up, that's what the show should really be about. I agree with you on that one, 630.
It's me and my girl while I'm rolling in the bin. Her nickname Mackin, shorty is a 10. And she got a twin that's sick in the head. DJ Holiday wanna put you to bed. My Chinese bitch shotgun, she an a-hole. You make a mad shit spit out egg roll. AK the only bitch that touched my heart. She 47, but stutter when she fucking talk.
Turn this song off already after catching me, really.
I speak with the heater, and my heart cold like meat out the freezer.
And
my hood niggas 12 got a gun game, so fuck the park, take my son to the gun range. You don't want no parts to the loss of the family. Get off, you want parts to the loss of the family. Get off, you want parts to the loss of the family. No, you don't want no parts to the loss of the family. I stay with them bang bangs, but I ain't gang banging on you. I won't call them orangutans, they could gang up on you. It'd be me and them damn things I'm blaming on you. Nah, I can't dunk a ball, but I'm banging on you. Pull a bang on you, blam blam it on you. Red
bandana or well tan on you.
Use a bitch when them cannons on you. And the gun got a kick, it's Jean Claude Van Damme on you. Your boy loves just as hard as it gets, nigga. My bar's barbaric as shit. I'm already aware that plenty niggas in America spit. I'm in love with this rat shit, so I married the bitch. And they be praying to their God on some spiritual shit. But if they survive, then God was on some miracle shit. And for that bread, we off white like Miracle Whip. I be listening, I be hearing your shit, but I am not a piece. You hate to see me when I am not at ease. Cause there's only one way you and your squad to leave. A body bag from a mag I'm about to squeeze. One slug will blow his arm right out his sleeve. And his head right off his neck. And his neck right off his chest. And his chest right off his ass. And his ass right off his waist. I blow the frown right off your face. Just another close coffee case. Get off, you want parts to the loss of your family. Get off, you want parts to the loss of your family. No,
I can't shoot with the shit, that's what a gangster said. Cause when I aim for their chest, it usually hit their head. Cash, done woke a motherfucker out the bed. My eyes still red, still popping off the lead. Aim got better, aim for his ass, I hit his leg. Hit his ass when I'm aiming for his back, I'm back. I clap and do you dirty like a hostage in Pakistan. They ain't gonna be able to find these bullets through a CAT scan. X-ray, SK, nigga, let's play. I send hits that usually happen the next day. Nigga, I miss me in X days. And I still got some of my X waves. And I let a tech wave. Like a barbershop, I give a nigga a bald spot. With something seeping out, that's what the H-E about. Hood environment to show you what a G bout. Got bullets, can a motherfucking best keep out. That's what I'm talking about. Drag. We gotta prove to these motherfuckers that we the best out. Matter of fact, we already real did talk. That, but we gonna keep embarrassing you niggas. We gonna keep punishing you niggas. We gonna keep giving y'all line after line after line. My album will be out November the 6th. Just something for the street. You know I like to give presents out. Fuck it, I did this beat before. I already murdered it, but then I bought it back so we can fucking kill it again. That's the type of nigga I am. I go by the name of Cassidy, a.k.a. Bar. Blossomy family, hood environment, full surface, truck riders, Cassidy.
Yeah, I had to play that cut.
Yo, that shit was kind of happy. I like that shit.
Yeah, who is that chick coming at? 420?
She coming at, homegirl. Fucking, fat chick.
Fat chick.
The fat chick. Yeah.
Well, if you want to, like, she is fat, but, you know.
So let the girls know out there, you know, we have a lot of girls, and they be on, you know, a lot of female callers. They like to call up here with the hateness. Let you lazy-eyed bitches know. You fat, rump roast in the face-ass bitches, or maxi pad face bitches. Let y'all know that JJ is taken. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, goddamn.
Oh, really?
It's a lot of hate. And I also want to put it out there, have to put the message out there, because, you know, I'm getting into that, you know. Okay. Okay. You know what? Okay, if you're going to snort your little line, please don't do it on the show. Stop snorting lines on the show. You know what? I know exactly who that is.
Uh-huh.
Can I continue?
Mute that nigga.
Can I continue? Hey, E.
Yeah.
You want to continue?
Am I going to what?
Whatever, over your head. Anyway,
am I going to continue what? What are you talking about?
What the hell is that noise?
I don't know, dog. It might be me boning your mom's.
I think it's that broke-ass phone in the wind. Get some wind.
Your mom's bone.
Nigga, get some wind control on that cheap-ass free phone you got from Sprint.
Get some
phone.
How about that, nigga? Try to control that.
You stuttered, and I couldn't hear you.
Freebie.com.
Get some active control X for your fucking computer.
Your phone is real nervous, and your phone is as nervous
Hell.
As your speech. Hell, who y'all?
What about your hairline? Is it as nervous as your hairline?
It's as nervous as your front teeth. And it's and my hairline is also as nervous as my finger pushing you on mute. Anyway, like I was saying.
I mean, your hairline is nervous, though.
Oh, it definitely is. That's why I try to get rid of it, but it just keeps coming back.
Hey, I hear you, man.
It's some hair, some there, some everywhere, you know?
Just get you a red fox. Fuck that.
A red fox.
Let it red fox, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Hey, Kuba.
Yes.
Because of that picture that you put up.
What picture?
The picture that you sent to the our MySpace page.
Okay.
My girl is heated.
Heated.
Your girl.
Heated. A word?
When did that happen? Oh, this happened a long time. I have a girl, you know, and
oh, so what's
Mexican
the
chick, right?
She was there, so what's the problem?
Yeah, well, it doesn't matter, you know. It's just the fact that
she's bitching, you know, she's talking about how chicks are constantly saying that they had sex with me. She thinks I'm dating Cuba. She wants to know why is a picture. Why did she take that picture and put it up? First of all, she didn't want you to take the picture anyway from the gate. But she just tried to act like it was all good. But make a long story short, she didn't think you were going to put it up on a MySpace page. And now she thinks that there's something going on between us. And she thinks that I'm fucking all the callers that call up.
Oh, boy.
So just put it out there. She didn't think I would do it. JJ is taken. I'm in love with my Mexicana.
Let's go. Oh,
my Lord.
Yeah.
Some
chick is really getting me a little upset right now.
Ladies, yeah. Ladies, I love the listeners, but I'm taking, you know?
Mm-hmm.
If you go that route, I'm sure Cuba's not taking, you know? If women like women, go ahead, you know? 6'4", I don't know what his situation is, but SD might be single. You might want to push on him.
Right.
So,
we might not want to push on them, though, right?
You know, we definitely might not want to. I was at a dentist today, man, and it's like, it's funny. They need to have a way where they have a machine that opens your mouth instantly, because they tell you, okay, open your mouth wider, turn left, wider, wider. And I feel like a homosexual laying down while a man is over me with my mouth open.
You know, son, it's the dentist, God. There's no other way to get in your mouth and take care of your teeth.
Yeah, that's not
it. Unless you open it. You want niggas to put the, like, use that shit that they use when women go get a pap smear and shit, that ductile shit.
Yes.
To keep your mouth open.
Yeah. But it's like, it's amazing. Like, open your mouth wider and this and that. And, you know, it's like my mouth has been open for an hour now. I mean, it's normal for my mouth to start closing. You got all this Novocaine. You know what I mean? It feels like I got punched in the face, you know, while I had duct tape wrapped around my head. Like, I mean, it's just ridiculous, man. Also, how do you feel? Oh, I know it's a doctor, but how do you feel about your girl, about another man seeing your woman with her legs open? I mean, she might be going for a checkup, but does that kind of bother you? Like, another man is looking at your woman's privates.
I mean, just like anything else, you got to be a secure nigga with everything.
Mm-hmm.
Ready?
Hey, yo, E.
Yo, you fucking cholo.
Cholo. How do you feel about that?
What?
How do you feel about another man seeing your woman's privates? I know it was a doctor, but how do you feel about that?
So, you know what? I mean, I don't want to look at that shit when it's like, have you ever seen pictures of decrepit, sick pussy? That shit is pretty nasty. So, I mean, I don't want to look at that shit, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Somebody should be having a funny odor and should be having, like, white
charge and everything, though. That shit is fucking disgusting. So, I mean, you know, you got to take the good with the bad. Like, don't think that job is the best in the world. Because it's not. Think about this. You're looking at all that pussy and you can't fuck it. How about that?
Well, yeah.
All that pussy you're looking at, you can't finger it, you can't fuck it, you can't lick it, you can't do nothing with it. You got to go home to your same pussy every night. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
I mean,
I beg to differ. They do stick their fingers in there.
I mean, of course they do, yeah, but it's no, like, intimate, like, only fucking. I've talked to girls before who said they got wet when doctors do that, you know?
Ew, that shit's nasty. That shit feels uncomfortable.
Nah, but seriously, I've talked to girls and they're like, yo, you know, they don't mean, but there's somebody with their finger in your pussy. So, of course, you're naturally going to get wet, you know? But,
I don't know about that.
I don't know. I mean, you got to
get
wet. Yeah.
I mean, maybe if you was raped at gunpoint more than once in your life.
That's just what I've been told. Like, I'll never know, you know. But, you know, somebody got to do that shit, though. Just like somebody has to bone your mom to the mom.
Yo, guys.
Don't fuck your mom every night. And I'm up to the task.
Yo, guys, we're still on live.
That's what it is, God.
I don't know how, but what's the
I
want to give a
shout
out to
still on.
I want to give a shout out to Christina D. Also want to give a shout out to Guest 630, who that whoever that is.
Shout out to Blog Talk Radio, man.
Yeah. Shout out to Mr. Sweet, John Sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Give us he definitely gave us the diaper chin strap, you know. Definitely gave us that.
Yeah, let me tell you something. He comes around here again.
Shout out to.
He comes around here again, he's going to need a backpack. Tell him that shit.
A backpack.
Can I give him a shout-out? Can I give him a shout-out?
Yeah, go ahead.
I want to give him a shout-out to Mike Cock.
Oh. Oh.
That one, huh? Mike Cock, get it?
Pause, man, pause.
Come on.
What you guys said, huh?
Gotta
be
careful, you know.
Yeah.
Hey, how much more garbage do you have up there? Yeah?
Just look in your bedroom. Okay, well, I'm back on the air.
Okay.
Right, my phone is back working. I had to call from my cell phone because my phone was working.
No, we have to talk the other side. The bridge. So it's snow tomorrow, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Hey, hold on, guys. We're going to prank call somebody.
Yeah. Between the bridge and the building, so the snow that we come out.
I'm pranking all
the I think he doesn't want the snow to melt and go down in the building.
How about you shut up?
How about that, buddy? My bad. Who are you pranking?
Yeah.
You have reached.
Okay. Prick freeze.
Who are we prank calling?
I was actually going to prank call my cousin, but, you know, he didn't answer the phone.
He's probably listening to you right now.
Yeah. He probably.
Probably like, oh, nigga, you think I'm going to pick up?
Yeah.
Ah, nigga.
Hey, yeah, that's
hey, call us. Yo, call this number. I can't give it to you.
Yeah, because you're going to be over the air.
That's fucked up.
Text it to him.
Yeah, text it to me.
Boy.
Oh, Cotton Eye Joe in the face ass nigga. Oh,
yo. Hey ass wipe, this is JJ from the technical difficulty.
Yeah, that's exciting, dude.
Hey, what are you doing right now?
Nothing, why?
Oh yeah?
Yeah,
you
why?
Money? You got my money?
Yeah, dude, right here. You can come get it.
Oh yeah, how much was it?
$200.
$200?
Yep.
You also got my chicken sandwich and waffle fry?
For free.
Everyone out there, I'm gonna put your name on. You're actually on technical difficulty radio right now.
Yeah, I figured I was.
This is the guy that's going to hopefully help us out with the banners and hooking our MySpace up, you know.
Right.
Yeah, this is G Money. I'm gonna put his name out there. So it's G Money, short little white kid. If you saw him, you would thought he was 13 years old.
Oh,
tell the listeners out there that prank that they do over there in Germany.
Prank? Ah, dude, seagulls. These little kids. They're doing like recess at school. They'll ejaculate on their hand, and they run up and smack a younger kid in the face with it and scream seagull. Pretty intense. Do it all the time, my little brother.
Hey, yo, E.
Yo,
what you think about that?
I think those guys are fucking disgusting. Like, if somebody did that to me, I think I'd be going to jail.
Carl, you want me to? You don't lie.
Huh?
What do they do?
They slap each other semen in their face.
Yo, man, I'll break a nigga's fucking face for that shit, son.
That's
you let me do it to you. Don't lie.
Yeah, I think so.
I would do it to you, no matter if you didn't want me to do it. You just take it.
Yeah, I know. And I will break your jaw whether you wanted me to do it or not.
Nah, dude, I slapped so hard you wouldn't be able to get up.
All right, if you say so.
Hey, Cuba.
Yeah.
What's your view on that?
Cuba likes to be slapped in the face.
Yeah. I like to get slapped in the ass more.
Ooh. So if I was to ejaculate in my hand and smack her in the ass,
How'd that make you feel?
Yo, JJ, you, how can I get message you online or something? MySpace?
Yeah, hit me up on MySpace.
Or do you got AIM?
Nah, I got Yahoo.
Ah, you're dumb. All right. let me send you this shit on MySpace, dude.
Wow, what happened?
I gotta send you something. Where are you? How come you didn't post any bulletins lately? I gotta look at my fucking friends now.
Ah, you ain't got us on the top, dog?
Nah, you're not that important.
Oh.
There he is. All right, let's see. I'm actually gonna send you a message.
You buy yourself down there doing that?
Don't worry about them. He's one of the dirty Africans that calls our show every once in a while. And, he just gives us his insight on what's going on in Africa.
I just want to know what you think about this song.
Oh, it's a song?
It's a video on YouTube, but I'm just wondering what you think about it.
Once again, everybody. I just sent it with difficulty. I didn't know he was actually still alive.
Yo, you got that that number?
Hold on. Yeah.
He's my fucking hammer.
All right, don't call it yet, because my battery's about to die. I got to use my other phone now.
So you got a free battery?
No, I got another phone, nigga.
Good.
You get that message I just sent you on my face?
Yeah, hold on. Everyone, G-Money over here, he thinks that it's not gay to get your ass ate by a guy.
Nah, I don't
know. It's gay.
Nah.
Isn't that right, G?
That's gay, man.
You don't know what I'm about to send you. You're not going to be able to handle it.
Oh, well. Did you send it as a message or as a friend?
I sent it as a message.
That made no sense.
Yeah.
I sent it as a message. I sent two messages.
Scraper bikes.
Nah, don't watch that one first. Watch the other one I just sent you just now.
I use a pipe here. Let me see what the fuck this is. This guy's asshole could have sent it as a comment, but I think he's trying to give me a virus.
Oh, no.
You got Negems. Negems? Did I say Negems?
Where? To that link I just sent you?
Yeah.
I don't know. Just click it.
All right, dog. You give me a virus, man. I'm kicking your ass.
I ain't giving you no fucking virus. Come on. You're going to think it's a virus, dude. Something's wrong with those people on that website.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, whoa. Yo, everybody.
Yo.
Oh, dog. You know what, man?
That's rough, ain't it, dude?
Yeah. Is this some homo shit?
I don't know, man. That's homo. I don't know anything about it.
There's something wrong with these people, man.
Yeah, but go to that other one. Go to the scraper bikes. I want to know what you think about that song.
This guy's putting AA batteries in his penis.
Now this is mandatory.
This other guy's beating his penis with a bat.
Yo, go to meatspin.com. MEATSPIN.
This is disturbing. What is it?
Meatspin.com.
Hey, E. Hey, yo, E. Yo, E.
Yeah.
This guy's actually on the same level as you.
With what?
He just gave me a website. What is it?
Nah, dude, I'm above everybody with that nasty shit. Come on. It's called meatspin.com. MEATSPIN.
Oh, hold on. Let me look at this YouTube video that you just sent.
That's kind of long, though.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
I'll look at it another time.
Yeah.
What is it?
Meatspin.com.
Where is it?
MEATSPIN.com.
.com.
Run you right there.
You spin me around. Oh, dog, you're gay. This guy's definitely gay.
You can't handle it, dude.
This guy's definitely gay. And the gayest thing about it is that I'm gay because I made it to 20 spins. And that's not good.
You made it to 26th, yo.
Yeah, I'm trying to get off of it. He says you are officially gay. I'm trying to get off of this, and it's not letting me go. Made through 61 spins. No, I'm trying to get off. All right, there we go. And it's not letting me go. So I was caught. I had 61 61 spins.
Hold on, the more spins you have, the gayer you are?
Yeah.
It's actually hilarious,
Gabriel, go to the
Alamo. Wait, what was that? Meatspin?
Yeah.
.com?
Yeah.
Everyone out there, if you're listening, go to meatspin.com. Let's see how many meat spins you have. Hey, Cuba.
Yeah.
Go to meatspin.com.
Hold on.
Look at it. She might enjoy that.
Maybe it's that meat.
So how can people listen to your radio fucking little broadcast deal you got going on?
Huh?
How can people listen in on this?
How?
Yeah.
You just go to www.blogtalkradio.com and then, here, write this down. Matter of fact, no, just go to our MySpace page.
Yeah, I'm done.
And there's a button, click here button, huh?
Got a request for one of the listeners. He said that for you to go to Two Cups and One Girl.
Two Girls, One Cup. Been there, done that. Watch it. The whole thing.
Yeah.
Wait, what happened?
Yeah, go to Two Girls, One Cup.
Where at?
.com.
.com?
Google.
Nah, dude, twogirlsonecup.com.
T-W-O or just the number two?
Yeah, two girls.
Two girls and what?
The number two, G-I-R-L-S, the number one, CUP.com.
T-U-P?
Yes, cup.
Oh, C-U-P.
Oh, this guy is fucking retarded.
You said C-U-P as in cup.
Yeah, dumbass.
.com.
Yeah.
The girls one cup. Oh yeah, I'm liking this. Oh Lord, marvelous.
Yeah, it's marvelous.
Oh,
right?
Oh no! Hey, oh God, that's some nasty shit. Ew. Yeah, that's now.
Yo, I'm getting another call. Oh. Let me, I'll talk to you tomorrow, all right?
Yeah, man.
We'll get Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A, peace.
Oh, I'm about to throw up.
What is it?
I'm about to throw up.
Hello, what is it, dog? Please tell me.
So you got to see it.
No, I'm not going.
You got to see it.
I'm not going on the website, dog, unless you tell me what it is right now.
Yeah. I can't look at that. I almost threw up. Everyone out there, go to the number two, G-I-R-L-S, the number one, C-U-P.com. Let's see if you can watch it without throwing up. And it's in a minute. It's 1 minute. There's two hot, sexy girls, and then they're doing something. And I can't spoil the surprise, because then people won't watch it.
Oh, two hot, sexy girls do what, though?
Oh, man, it's just some sexy thing. Like, it's just sexy.
Get the fuck out of here. Fuck you.
Yeah.
Welcome to Verizon Wireless. The wireless customer you called is not available
at
this time. Please try your call again later. Announcement 1/8-11.
Hey, the girls y'all mess with, tell them to pay their phone bill.
Welcome.
Broke ass betting ass chick.
Wherever you were before it was.
Shattered. Hello? Hey, yo, you prick face.
What the fuck do you want, you ashy mouth ass nigga? Calling me shit, man. I don't like talking to niggas this late.
Yo, put your mother on the phone, man.
You want you riding a bike with all that wind in your face?
That's not me. That's E.
Oh, what up, E?
What up, man?
Shit, man.
Oh, you missed it, dog.
Yeah, I need to hear that shit. I had to lift some shit up.
Billy the Kid was getting his ass handed to him.
Oh, man.
That's Cuba.
Yo, I'm not going to that website, though.
No, you gotta go to it, man. You gotta. Hey, I experienced it.
Yo, that's something else. That's something else.
Website.
Ah, dog. Go to this website when you get a chance.
Two girls in one cup.
Yeah.
He spins right now. Oh.
Oh, you're late, man.
Are you sorry?
That shit ain't that bad, though, man. That one girl pretty as shit. Man.
Yo, dog, don't spoil the surprise. E, you have to go see it.
I'm on meat spins. That shit is nasty.
Oh, you saw a meat spin?
Yeah, I'm on meat spins.
How many, spins did you make it to?
Yo, I made it all the way to the full cup.
Oh, I made it to 61 by accident because I was stuck on the page.
Yo, I only made it to like 30-something.
Ah, yeah, well, I think he gave me a virus. Hey, Ace. I think this fat bastard hung up. Hello?
Yo.
Yeah.
Yo, go on that. I'm about to go on the, what were you telling me before?
Yeah, cool.
Two girls and one?
Yeah, go to the number two. Have you ever seen it?
No, I never seen it.
Go to the number two, and then GIRLS. The number one, and then CUP.com.
I want to hear a reaction off that shit.
All right, hold on.
Well, two sexy, beautiful girls, too, dog. But you got to see, man. Stop being a pussy.
No, I'm not going to see that shit, dog. No, shit like that scares me, man, because the internet is fucking the devil, dog.
Is that what?
The internet is the devil. Like Bobby Boucher mom said. The internet is the devil.
Hey, hold on. There's a bunch of fucking girls shaking their ass.
Just watch it.
Oh, let's hear the reaction. The drum roll.
Yo, it's only a bunch of, it's fucking a bunch of girls just shaking their ass and licking each other all over the place. Now they're licking each other up.
Fuck you, kid. Now they're because no, it's not.
Licking each other's titties.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Stop lying.
I told you,
you
dog.
On. The other one is good. The one is standing up. The other one is sitting down.
Fuck
hold on.
The only thing that grossed me out is that, you know, the chick, she pees on the other girl's mouth.
Oh, that's not bad at all.
Nah, I don't know, man. That's just disgusting to me.
Nah, dog. I've done that before.
You peed on a chick's mouth?
White shirt.
I fucking peed on it, like, with some whole lot of pee right there.
Uh-huh.
Girls, I had a girl.
Oh, my. Take that ice cream.
Huh?
Cream.
They froze their piss and put it in like a cone formation, and they're licking the piss.
That's a jackass. There's nothing wrong with that.
Oh, wow. Yo, then you might get a kick out of it then.
Remember they did that on Jackass?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's right.
Not only that, but I was keeping this girl out one time, and she fucking spread it in my mouth. Still tastes like fucking piss and I don't know what. Crazy.
Corn syrup.
It tastes like Carol. That shit at Grandma Carter's house. Remember that shit?
Yeah. Can you hear me? Oh, all right. Oh, wow. Everyone else hung up.
Yo, Ian, you gotta look at that shit. You'll like it. It's a lot of ass.
I'm not going to look at it. Fuck you. Because you're trying to set me up right now.
Set you up?
I don't
you just no, you just said you like when women pee on each other, so obviously you will like it. That shit is gross.
You and your Trinidadian / Haitian co-host.
Oh, man.
Yo, it's fucking cold out here, man.
So is your mother.
Yeah,
so is your mother's bed.
That's because you're not there, buddy. That's why.
Yeah, I know.
Too busy fucking running around in the club. Looking like Bobby Brown, nigga.
Oh, yeah.
Bobby Brown and the face ass nigga.
Oh, PuertoRicans.com and the face ass nigga. Hey, yo, dog, I'm taking that's my week paid vacation. June 8th, Puerto Rican Day Parade in New York.
Again?
Oh, yeah.
Didn't we go last time?
Huh?
Last time, did we?
Huh?
I said we didn't go last time, did we?
No, we didn't because you guys were bullshitting.
What about this year? Where are we supposed to go this year?
Yeah, y'all bullshitted.
Did you?
Yeah, y'all did.
That's it?
Yeah, y'all bullshitted. Hey, Cuba, you gonna go?
If she's with me, she will.
Hey, Cuba.
What?
You going to the 4-hour Puerto Rican parade?
If I can.
This fucking Mexican. Cuba, when is the next time you coming down to the city?
December 21st.
Oh, perfect. Well, you know, one of these days I'll get a chance to meet you. And I can pull you to the side and discuss a few things with you.
Well, with JJ, I'll go see him one night. You can go see him over there. I don't know. I don't have a car, so.
Yeah, I'm going to blow her back out. I'm going to send her to the house.
Hold on, JJ. That's the reason why you're Taco Bell girl thinks that you fucking
yeah, I know, because I have a filthy
right.
mouth.
Right, exactly. Does Taco Bell girl listen to the show?
Is who?
Taco Bell girl.
Oh, man, your phone sucks, man.
Huh?
He said Taco Bell girl. Does your Taco Bell girl listen to the show?
Thank you, sweetheart. Thank you.
Yeah.
She does?
Yeah, I tell her not to, but she doesn't listen to me.
What's her name? What's her show name?
Her show name?
Yeah.
Mexicana.
Mexicana, how you doing, girl, if you out there? Hook me up with your moms.
Whoa, are you just trying to holler at Cuba? Now you want her moms?
Cuba don't, yo, listen. Cuba's already in the bag, B. I already know Cuba wants to. She's in the bag, man. Out of all these jerk-offs who try to come at her, I think I got the strongest game. Not only that, but I put her on to a lot of things anyway.
Uh-huh.
How's that rude.com working out for you?
I don't know. I haven't gotten into that shit. I've grossed. That shit was gross. A girl had a whole fist in the other chick's ass. What kind of shit is that?
Yeah, you went to the wrong website. I mean, you
no, you said rude.com.
No, but you not wrong website. You went to the wrong pic, wrong video.
I don't know. Well, that the bitch stuck her fucking whole fist in that bitch's ass, and that shit started squirting some shit. Like, it looked like a fucking shower. I didn't think that was possible.
I like to see black pussy squirt. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's this one chick on there, this one. And she has a big fucking ass, too. She has big thighs. And I was like, God damn. And then all you see from between the thighs, you see.
Between the thighs.
The juices and the essence come out. And I'm just like, damn, you know? Fuck, oh, she almost got fucking smashed in the face with a brick just now. That's crazy.
Yo, today we had 44 callers and 35 live listeners.
44 callers?
Yeah.
Wow. That's cool.
That's actually pretty deep.
That is.
And it's like the show is getting better and better by day.
Hey, how many more? Hey, we gotta go to that other side, right? Put some tarp on the bridge there. I said, we gotta go on the other side of the building and put some tarp on the bridge.
You know what, man? This is shit I'm talking about. Really? Yeah. Yo, E.
Yeah, yeah, what's up?
This is shit I'm talking about. Like, my girl just texted me. I now know what you was doing. Now, first of all, she's illiterate. She goes, I now what you was doing. She meant to say, I know. I know what you was doing now. I'm mad at you. Thanks a lot.
She's Mexican. Give her a break.
Yeah, well, yeah. That's what Mexicans do. But, of course, I'm going to have to, you know, hear her mouth after I get off the show. So, love you, baby.
I want to go over there.
Everybody give a shout out to the Mexicana. Love you, baby.
Yeah.
Mexicana, listen, I know you got that brown, beautiful areolas and the brown, beautiful nipples and that nice, damn, straight coochie hair. That's your champion coochie hair, girl. How about that?
Fix me up a taco, bitch.
Cuba, shout out to your coochie hair, too, Cuba.
Say what?
I said shout out to your coochie hair.
I don't got coochie hair.
Well, shout out to you.
Shout out to your bro, pussy. How about that?
We're going to wrap the show up, man. This was a good show. A very, very good show. I thank everyone for listening. Thank you for the fans. Once again, I thank you for the man in charge, the big dick in charge. Like, I have a little skit for the big dick. Pause. Let's see, where is that, LMN? OPQR. S, or is it in quotes? Quotes, there we go. Is this it? I believe this is it. This is going out to Jason. My bad, I said Jason. What's his name?
John Sweet.
Oh, yeah, my bad. Sorry about that, man. This is going out to Mr. Sweet. Oh, come on, don't be a prick face. Come on.
Well,
and my phone messed up. Great.
Oh, I'm still here. I'm talking to my dude. Sorry.
I'm saying my phone messed up.
Oh, yes, it is.
You can hear it?
I can hear you talking like this.
Oh, man.
Oh, Dr. Robotnik in the face ass nigga. Oh, Kanye West hook. Stronger, faster, and deeper in the face ass nigga.
Going out to Mr. What the fuck?
Yo, it actually was a pretty good show today.
Mm-hmm.
You might get more. Cooper, you gotta play a bigger role. Well, you know what?
No, you had me muted the whole time, this little bitch.
You know what? You're playing the woman's role. You're doing a very good job of just being quiet. All
right? Listen, I'm only quiet because I was out of control. That wasn't out of my control, so.
I'm saying you're doing a very good job of staying quiet and barefoot and pregnant in the kitchen. So, you know.
Yeah, okay.
You keep on playing your role, and you know that's.
And paychecks? You want to compare paychecks?
Do I want to what?
Want to compare paychecks?
No, I actually want to use your tampon to as milk in my Captain Crunch cereal. I don't know. I want to
put
Daddy's tampon out and use it as milk for my fasting.
Yeah, you would too. You also like the ass lick, so.
Listen, I'm too nasty for you, though. Come on, man.
Far too nasty for me because I won't be licking nobody's ass.
I mean, you will. If you get with me, you will.
Negative.
I'll be like, yo, just go a little lower, man. Come on. Go a little lower. Stop playing games.
Be negative.
Hey, Laura. A little bit. A little bit. You ain't never heard anybody, right?
I don't know. Good.
How's the weather up there? Down there.
The weather's beautiful. It's like 80 degrees.
Fuck me, motherfucker. Now it's like 30 degrees now.
Yeah, I'm chilling. Tank top, jeans.
Piece of shit.
Mm-hmm.
That's all right.
Love the hate.
Listen, one of these days I'll be up there. I gotta take a vacation. Stop fucking working. All I do is work 6-7 days a week.
Yeah.
That's not good. You gotta play as hard as you work.
I mean, I do. One thing about me, when I do fucking play, I play hard though. I play real hard. You know? But, that's whenever I get the chance.
Laws are real.
Hey, mister!
I think I work with a bunch of Mexicans.
I do work with a bunch of Mexicans, right?
So pretty much, you're the minority.
I am. You're right. You're absolutely right. But guess what? I probably make more than all of you. All of you. Put together.
Together?
Well, I can put my paycheck on the table.
Really?
I'm confident about my paycheck.
Really?
Really?
What else you got? What you working with?
Yeah, bring yours to the table. Gotta be evens.
What's your take home every week?
Evens. I don't take home every week. I take home every 2 weeks.
All right, so what's your take home every bi-weekly?
Bi-weekly?
Yeah. That's it?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, like I said, bring it to the table. Yours is just talk.
No, listen, mine is actual factual. That guy over there knows. But you know what? You keep on making that.
Yeah. What you say? Man, this shit ain't fucking.
How much was that you?
100.
13. Yeah, keep on making that.
I will.
In Florida, that works very well. That works very well in Florida.
Yeah. It does.
But, you know.
You can't hear me because I'm fucking muted.
You need a little bit more life, you know? Did that guy go downstairs?
Nah.
God damn it. Alright. Let's see, we need to pass this.
I'm not loud enough, they can't hear you. Yo, E.
What up?
Japan, I'm on my cell phone because the house phone ain't working.
Okay. What happened?
Yo, I got a surprise. We got somebody coming at you, yo, but I can't put his name out.
Who? Please, put a name. Put their name out.
This is why I can't. The phone, the Blog Talk Radio, is not letting me use my cell phone.
Blog Talk Radio is what?
They're not letting me use my cell phone.
You heard him, you MC Hammer looking motherfucker.
Who are you talking? This guy here?
Who talking? This guy, huh?
Who is it?
He actually was coming at Google. He was coming at you. He said when she said 1800. You like a portion, say that
you
make more than that. You should
have
told
him
how much he made.
Hold on. First of all, you're echoing, alright? Second of all, tell him, yo, one of my paychecks can pay his rent for fucking 2 months, dude. Tell him that much.
That's it. I pay my rent off for the year, you faggot.
Well, two of my paychecks can pay fucking the rent for the whole year.
Oh, you can hear me? Ah, shit, I don't want to argue no more. I'm court. I'm fucking court. You fucking faggot. Why you taking me on mute, you bigoted bastard?
You fresh lookalike?
I was shitting on this nigga on mute, man.
Yeah, he was coming at y'all hard on mute. He's like, Cooper's a lowlife because she's on Blog Talk Radio for 8 hours.
I didn't say that. Actually, all y'all was. I said, y'all still alive? He's like, yeah. I was like, that nigga's been on fucking air since 6 o'clock. So fuck type shit y'all on.
Yo, dog, we had the president, the maker of Blog Talk, visit our show.
Yeah?
And shut us down.
And shut us down.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Hold on, dog. Don't hang up.
That shit was actually pressing the riders.
But, dog, that lets you know that you're doing something right when that happened.
I didn't even know. I was waiting. I'm like, where did this guy go?
Yeah, like, everybody just disappeared. I'm like, hello?
I'm like, do this over there, too. What you in there with?
I shouldn't.
Hi. Right there. I gotta take a piss. Hey, Uber.
Yeah.
Open your mouth.
Open your mouth and lift your thumb.
If
you don't like the paper, just put it back under your thumb. Alright, Uber, if there was another woman on the show, I would go hard at her too, but.
Yeah, no, it's all good. Don't worry about it. I ain't stressing it.
But I'll make it on all of my promises.
Cool. But why were you asking about how long we're going to be on? You have somewhere to be?
Yeah. I got to wake up very, very early tomorrow, so I got to go to bed early.
What time you gotta wake up?
Yeah, 5.
Too bad you don't have a you know, a gentleman to put you to bed.
Yeah, no, it's okay.
Right here, no?
Huh?
Is your mouth still open? Open it up again. Open it one more. Open it, say ah again.
I'm gonna go get some from the We can use that shit right there. Yeah, we need that shit right there. Fuck, go right through it. Fuck.
Hello?
Yo, dog, where's Ace?
Ace is probably somewhere putting some hemorrhoidal cream on his lips.
Oh, planted in an ape set and six set, nigga?
Yeah. He's definitely a piss factor.
Wow, where are those in the face pack, nigga?
I saw his mother on Fear Factor. And you know, with her dirty ass, what they wanted her to do was eat some breath mints. They didn't want to eat no worms, no nothing like that. They put his grandmother on Fear Factor to eat breath mints because of breath stink.
Wow.
I was actually talking about your grandmother.
No, I don't give a fuck. Your mother's a hoe. So, I mean, what is it? Yeah, so what happened? The nigga came to the show and cut y'all off?
Yeah, because we had this one guy. Hey, Cuba.
Yeah.
You said the guy from the radio station?
Ah, fuck you.
Yeah, there's one guy from a radio station listening to the show. You know, he's talking about a church, and you know, he's a matter on the church. So, and also I had it open for everyone. So, since it was open for everyone, the guy kept saying, "Yo, you need to switch your maturity level to adult." I ignored it. I'm like, "Who the hell is this guy?" So. This guy's ranking on him because he's also in the room, and he's like, WSN, he's probably popped on your show before, WSN Radio, I don't know, but then again, your show isn't as big as ours, so that wouldn't happen. So anyway,
no, we just be having so many people in our chat room that we don't pay attention to one guy, but go ahead.
But go ahead. But, so the guy, he came in the room, he says, I mean, look, tell that guy to get off of, you know, of your radio show because, you know, if not, I'm going to have to cancel the show. So I'm ignoring him. Like, okay, whatever, buddy. So, you know. Yeah, I mean, I'm like, whatever. Tough guy. So he's a last warning. So we're still talking, and now the guy, he's shutting down Lala. So he's shutting down Lala. He's talking about Rod. Oh, Lord, my bad.
Wow.
He's talking about SD's jerseys. Like he's like, no one wears jerseys anymore, throwback jerseys anymore. You need to throw those back in the store.
Now, the guy that's talking shit is from another radio station?
Yeah, he's from what Cuba said, he's from a radio station, an actual radio station. And
that was actually kind of funny, though.
Yeah, he was funny as hell. So he was shutting down Billy the Kid. He was getting all nervous and started stuttering.
He shut down the TV show.
Yeah, he pretty much shut it down.
No, I'm getting now. What's the mail?
But to make a long story short, the guy in WSN, which is Mr. John Sweet, the owner of Blog Talk Radio, he called.
Did
he say? He was like, all right, well, you know, last warning, after that warning, all of a sudden, I looked at the call list, everything went blank.
Wow.
I'm like, whoa, what's going on? So then I look in the chat, in the chat room, he goes, and he said, now all you got to do is just tell your calls to call back. You know what I mean? But have everyone call up but that guy.
Wow.
I bet, because it was on everyone's show, and he was cursing and trying to bash people. Oh, also, he was like, yeah, because what this guy wanted us to do is he wanted to call another show and bash them for, you know, to help us out. But, you know what I mean, we don't need no help, but you know what I mean, you trying to cause havoc on our show. I mean, let us cause a havoc. That way, I get kicked off because of what I did, not because of what you're doing.
Yeah.
So, you know what I mean, the guy was like, oh, if we don't do that on here, no bashing.
Yo. Yo, pause. I got a beat.
I got a beat, faggot. All we all know is Burger King.
Burger King?
No, he doesn't work for Burger King. He eats at Burger King because he's fat.
Oh.
Fat and he has a lazy eye.
And he's fat.
Hey, Cooper sounds angry over there. Cooper, you angry?
What?
You angry?
Yeah, she's angry. She's angry at something.
Why am I angry?
I don't know. You tell me. Hold on.
I'm not angry. I'm chilling.
I asked my mom for food.
I'm on the computer right now.
Can I get these two pieces of sandwiches? Thank you. We're eating scraps. Huh? All right. Hello. That's funny.
Yeah, hey, mommy. Can I have your leftovers, please?
Well, this is Wally. Wally Wednesday. So, I'm gonna play a song and I'm gonna get the hell up out of here. Cause my girl, she's acting like a dumbass, and I gotta handle that. Yeah. Ace. Faggot. You know what? This isn't working. All right, well, look, everyone just listen to the show tomorrow. It's going to be from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. It's going to be a good, interesting topic. It's going to be What the Fuck Thursdays, Trouble Thursdays, whatever you want to say. It's more on the What the Fuck Thursdays. The whole crew will be here. That guy, I don't know if he's going to be here or not, but all I know is that it's going to be ugly. And I don't mean, just L.E., because he is an ugly motherfucker. But other than that, make sure you keep it locked. I'm going to play this ludicrous shit with 50 Cent. I Get Money remix. Keep that shit locked. It's a technical difficulty. It worked. It work? Nah, it didn't work. Fuck it, I'll play this.
No.
Hello? Yeah. Come on, you fucking prick face.
What's that?
Trying to play this song is not working. Alright, well, look, I was just having technical difficulties. Hold on. Hello?
Yeah.
Come on, you filthy bastard. Alright, look, this shit's fucking up. We're out of here. We're not supposed to be here anyway. Just make sure I listen to the show tomorrow. And I'll be more prepared. Right now, just I'm out of here. I didn't even know we was recording for an hour. It's 10:38. Whatever. I'm about to eat this half-eaten burger, and I'm going to fuck the bitch. So, ladies and gentlemen, I hope you've been entertained and offended. And pardon, as I sometimes say, strike them. And if he raises his head, strike him again. Good day. And good night.
What are you tying it on?
Huh?
What are you tying it on? Yeah, that's where I was wrapping my wire around there.
Yeah, bro. I put it down here. Back at you.
Okay.
Like mm-hmm. Coming right there.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Thank you.
too much fucking shit. Nail hammer.